Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday. Very important broadcast lined up for you today on this 16th day of May 2008. Live for the next 4 hours, Aaron Zellman, head of Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, will be joining us to talk about all of the massive gun control attacks at the state, local, federal level that are taking place. And to go back to the historic example of citizens standing up to tyranny, and that was the Battle of Athens, that happened when a bunch of World War II vets got tired of a boss hog type police department in Tennessee and took over. Sully Costello will be popping in, former DEA agent, former, of course, sheriff's deputy, before that, Army sniper in Vietnam, highly decorated. He'll be joining us to talk about the Houston Chronicle's headline that U.S.-trained Mexican troops are attacking the U.S. Now, Sully told you this 3 years ago here on air, and he said federal prosecutors tell him to his face, we're going to get you for this, and they did set him up, and he is facing prison time. But we wrote articles at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. I looked it up last night. 3 years ago, Sully Costello told you this on air. He told you on this show 4 years ago they were using Latin American death squads, tens of thousands of them in Iraq, to carry out extermination ops against Iraqis. The army that will take you to FEMA camps, that will break you and your family up, is going to be largely Latin American. Now, it's in the Houston Chronicle yesterday. I saw it last night, and my mouth just hung open that, oh, yeah, the U.S. trained these people. But they're claiming, oh, they got away from them. When you hear about Bush wanting to give $146 billion to the, quote, Mexican government to fight drugs and terror, that means to expand the cadres. So that's the hitman they use. And they're broken up in sectors. They got Mexican hit teams from Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, right down into Texas. That's the main operation zone. And Mexican troops are not just killing other drug dealers that don't pay the cut into the government, into the U.S. government, into the CIA. They're now killing political dissidents, newspaper reporters, and others. By the way, I was driving into work and saw Nortino 1490, new Austin station, and it said the station of the race in Spanish. Googled that 10 minutes ago when I got into the office, because I get ready at my home for the show. And it turned out there's Nortinos all over Texas. And went to their sub website, and it is the mission of the Raza to dominate El Norte and take over the North. So command ops under control of the globalist, just mechanized forces. The mindless idiot public sucking their thumbs, having no idea what's going on as the plan of San Diego continues and expands its operational directives. You just can't explain this to the thumb-sucking yuppies that know it all, though. So we'll be going over that for you as well. The radio stations around here are named The Invader, Nortino, and Raza. They've got stations just called Raza. That's in the extra 18-minute mini-film that's on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Everyone needs to see that 18-minute film where you have the plan of San Diego to kill all white males 16 and older, to re-educate all other whites and blacks. And I have to read it on Vans. I have to, and I'm bad and evil because I don't want to die and have my son murdered. So this is our country. This is what we are. This is who we are. And you fight back against Los Zetas, CIA commandos, it's over for you. They love their Latin death squads. God, they love them. They love them so much. It's just sick. This is us turning into a third world country. Our police behave just like Mexican police now. Guatemalan police, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. And our journey into bondage is just beginning. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to do a mini report on Nortino, a new chain of radio stations that openly proclaim the station of the race. And it's all about the race and all about Gringo and how wicked Gringo is and how wonderful the illegal aliens are. And it's all financed by the U.S. government, all financed, all bankrolled, all controlled to balkanize, get us at each other's throats. And the U.S. government funds and finances tens of billions a year, now to be 147 or 146, you can pull the numbers up, billion a year to, quote, fight drugs and terror. And that means huge death squads being turned loose on you. Shelley Castillo, of course, talked about this here 3 years ago. We wrote articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on it. And now here it is in the Houston Chronicle yesterday. U.S. trained forces reportedly helping Mexican cartels, rocket attacks, truck bombings, mass kidnappings, hundreds dead. And it's kept very quiet. It's in a few Texas papers. Absolute bedlam. And they've now taken to running hit teams, killing reporters inside the U.S. And the U.S. government will come after you if you in any way try to fight back against their terror teams. So you want to live as a third world scum? You want to live and be humiliated and shoved around and taught how to be a slave? You're going to. The Iraqis have already gotten more than 10,000 former death squad members recruited by Negroponte and others. Sully told us that. 4 years ago, only a year into the Iraq war, he said, yeah, I know a lot of these contacts in Latin America, and he was also reading it in Spanish out of the papers in Central America. And he said there are huge death squads being sent in. And then later, years later, it was in the news, mainstream news, in England and the U.S. I mean, they just ship them in. They go get the families. They line them up. They blow their heads off. They rock and roll. And they're going to rock and roll here, ladies and gentlemen. Because they've grown up in a society where you enslave the people, shove them around, where the people bow down to badges and guns and uniforms and know it's all about more details and the little bite, the little corruption, with smiling, pot-bellied, corrupt thugs running around with submachine guns, absolute enslavement, 1% owning everything, the rest living with huge open sewers. I mean, that's how we are. That's what we are now. Oh, it's so good. It makes me sick, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely makes me want to vomit. By 1998, 7 Texas towns already flew the Mexican flag over their courthouses. English not allowed in court. Los Zetas running everything. El Cenizo was the first town to do it more than 14 years ago. Finally heard about that on Lou Dobbs last year, but it was a total whitewash. I first learned about it in the San Antonio newspaper, San Antonio Express News. And they just came right out with a 10-part series in 98. It was that Mr. Gonzalez wrote it, and he was horrified by it as an American citizen and a veteran, a patriot, who I really feel sorry for are Hispanic Americans. Wonderful, patriotic, hard-working, salt-of-the-earth people. And they are just horrified. They were the first to tell me when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, every summer for a week, my parents would send me from Dallas to San Antonio, and my aunt and uncle lived down there to hang out with my cousins, Buckley and Verna and Hester and Peter. And I'd go down there, and it was 90%, you know, Hispanic in middle-class neighborhood where they live. It was mainly, you know, veterans' families, officers' families. And I thought it was some type of race test or something because I've been taught to be a little liberal chicken neck and feel guilty for being white. I mean, not overtly by my parents, but, you know, by the schools and a little bit by family. And so I, you know, contrary to not liking Mexicans, I thought I was bad because I was white. And they'd say, you know about these, they call them wetbacks, you know they hate America and want to kill you, right? And I'd say, no. And they'd say, yeah, you know they want to take down the country and that they're going to drive down the wages and they're bad. And I'd be, you know, eating dinner with their parents and they'd say stuff to me like this. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? And they, you know, they'd say, you don't know? Because, see, they speak Spanish. They speak Spanish and they did know. They were around it. They saw it. Just like it was some UT professor who was Hispanic. I've seen him at a few events, and another white guy told me 3 years ago at a Mexican Independence Day rally, this Hispanic guy goes, Alex, you know what those green shirts say, don't you? And I said, I mean, I didn't know one-tenth of what I knew 3 years ago that I know now. It all started when he said, you know what those shirts they're all wearing, those green shirts mean? And I looked over, and the guys looked like something out of a you know, comic book of the, you know, quote, classical Mexican rebel, you know, with the big mustache and the black slick back hair. And, you know, I mean, looked like should be in movies. I mean, it was, you know, handsome guys. I'm not saying they were bad or anything, but they looked like bad guys out of a movie. And they were looking at me smiling, going, yeah, gringo. And I'm going, why? What does the shirt say? And it says Plan of San Diego. And it says implement the Plan of San Diego. And he said, Google it. So I got home and I Googled University of Texas at Austin, University of Mexico at Mexico City. And it was all the history of the plan to kill whites 16 and older and the plan to round up all whites and kill us. And, my God, I was like, no one knows? And they were like, no, no one knows. And so now you tune into Mexican radio and it'll be the Plan of San Diego will be implemented. You know, and they even say it in English. The head of Chicano Studies says it up in UT Arlington. We've played the tapes here about, we're going to implement the Plan of San Diego on the gringo, the dirty pilgrim that came to hurt our Chicano nation. When you are part dirty gringo, you're natives to North America and Mesoamerica, southern North America. I mean, you're a dirty gringo, too. I mean, I don't dislike the Native American in you. I've got a little bit of Native American in me. I'm proud of my little bit of Native American heritage I have. I mean, I'd be happy to have more. So, I mean, you're dirty gringo, too. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of this incredible, insane hoax that the average person doesn't know that these radio stations, my wife speaks Spanish, and I'll be driving on a road trip, and I'll say, I want you to listen to this for 10 minutes. And she'll go, no, no, I don't want to hear it. And she'll tune in. She'll go, yeah, they're saying race stuff. She'll say, look at that restaurant. It says, you know, the race is going to take over right there. She'll go, look at that Mexican grocery store. It says it right there. I'd tell her about this just with the little I knew like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And she was like, oh, no, Alex, don't be, you know, don't be racist. And, you know, she knows about the New World Order, but she's still, you know, thinking, you know, kind of mainstream. And then now she's like, oh, my God, we're in trouble. Look, it says they're going to kill us right there on that. Oh, my God, look at that. You know, because she lived, once you know a romantic language, you know them all. She lived, I don't know, 6 years in Rome, 3 years in France, 4 years in Madrid in Spain. So she speaks it fluently. She speaks, they say, Castilian, and people hear it. It's like the correct, chopped off, you know. She can hardly understand sometimes the version we've got up here in the border area, which is kind of mixed with English and other stuff. I mean, it freaks you out when there's transmitters everywhere going, the takeover will be soon. Prepare yourselves to deal with the devil gringo. They are the scum of earth and filth, racist trash, need to be immediately. I mean, and it's like, you know, huge La Raza meetings with tens of thousands going, we will soon implement the plan of San Diego in English. I'm like, murder me? Why? You know, and it's like, how dare you say you don't want to be murdered? How dare you, you racist pig, white piece of trash, you and your Mayata Blackbird friends. And then you hear about the, quote, riots in L.A., and you hear about the, quote, you know, SWAT teams and riot gear had to be called out this week and last week and the week before when black groups were, when Mexican groups and Latin were fighting. Then you actually read the newspaper details. It's, you'll have 10 to 1, you know, the Latins attacking the blacks, and they have public MS-13 proclamations about you must kill a Mayata every day, you know, per city, and the blacks are just being shot and killed everywhere, and if they fight back, they're bad. I mean, this is insane. This is, I mean, you know, the white birds and the black birds are to be killed. And the Mexican culture is very racist towards Indians, too. I mean, it's on mainstream TV. They call the Indians the dirty, retarded children in Spanish. That's the translation. In fact, you know what? I think I'm going to do a special. I'm going to dig up clips of these radio stations and shows and websites, and I think I'm going to string them all together and then have them translated for you so everybody can hear it. I don't have the staff. I don't have the people. I don't have the infrastructure to do it. That's why I was thinking about how we spend $15,000 a month on internet. We spend about $15,000 a month on radio, shortwave and things like that. We spend, then I pay my employees, and there's a tiny amount. And then I've taken that tiny amount that's left over and tried to put it in an account so we could run a few months if money stopped flowing ever. You know, I think ahead. I try to prepare. And I want to expand and do a bunch of other stuff, but we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have the Fortune 500 to a man, you know, donating huge amounts of money to put up radio stations that say the race or the Northern Takeover or the Rebellion or the Rebels, the Race Rebels, or the Race or the Holy Race or the God Race. You know, how do you say cosmic in Spanish? It'll say Cosmic Raza. I mean, they have city council proclamations that they're the God Race here in Austin. I have that on video. I mean, I'm freaked out, folks, and I'm not going to play along with this cover-up anymore. And then I hate having to talk about it and hurt the feelings of good Hispanics and good Americans and people who are freaked out about this. But I cannot go along with this anymore. I cannot play along with this anymore. And it's that we want to fight and so much more we want to do, but we need your help. There's a couple of ways to donate. Go to InfoWars.com, buy 5, 10, 15, 20 DVDs if you've got the capital. I know things are tough. Buy the books and the videos and the materials we carry that others have made. That way you're supporting them as well because we buy it from them. You know, 60% off or so on average. Help us. I mean, we need your help. We need your support. Support our sponsors. Support our AM&FM affiliates. If you want to write me a check, that's fine. If you say on the check 100% goes to the effort, 100% will go to it. Okay? Because then I'll put it in a separate account where 100% goes. If not, it goes in a general fund. And about, used to be about 10% went to support me and my family. Now it's about 5% because things have grown. I need your support. I need the fuel to drive the engine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the builders of the Twin Towers taken down in the 9-1-1 episode said that the steel would not melt unless there was a sustained temperature of 3,000 degrees? The immediate impact created temperatures of 2,000 degrees for about 15 to 20 seconds, not long enough to even begin the melting process. The fire continued at about 1,100 degrees. Fire could not have been the cause for the Twin Towers to collapse. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
We are Change. Anthony Yasha had a chance to talk to Jesse Venturi yesterday in Minnesota. He is with We Are Change. He also is in affiliate relations for the GCN Radio Network in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And they went out and talked to Jesse, and I guess we'll go ahead and tell you now. He is on the show next week. We have another big guest, too. But he's coming back on for a second time. And he said, yeah, I'm with We Are Change, InfoWars, and GCN. He goes, oh, I'm on that show next week. Ventura volunteered that he'll be on next week. So we're going to go ahead and put that video out in the next day or so, as soon as Anthony can get that up. So Anthony will be popping in about 15 minutes to give us an update on exactly what Ventura said. He wouldn't talk to the rest of the mainstream media, but he would talk to We Are Change. Kind of interesting. And then they're going to be meeting with him today. He said he'd talk to him further. So Anthony was asking me what we ought to ask Ventura, and I'm trying to think here. Let's go ahead and get into this. This is, now these stations are all over Texas, San Antonio, Austin, you name it. I just, driving into work, I saw a van that said the station of the race, for the race, and it's got a big Aztec calendar on it, with the devil god sticking its tongue out, and it's just real fun. And so a nice station to add to the other local station called the Invader. But this station is Nortino, which I guess I'm told translates into the land of the Latinos, the Northern Latino Empire, the racial kingdom. Of course, the city council did have a master race proclamation. We have it on video. It said that they are not just the master race, they are a cosmic, and then said it in Spanish, meaning of the God race. So but actually, according to what they put out in this Liberation Theology, I am a God then, because we've got Comanche and Cherokee on both several sides of my dad's family. And so I guess I am part of the God, but I look too gringo, so I'll have to be killed. Let's go ahead under the plan. Let's go ahead and play that.
Los éxitos de la raza, exclusivamente aquí, Norteño 1490, la estación de la raza.
Yep.
Arriba! Yee-hee-ya! Kill the gringo!
It is for a race and not you. Everything for the race, for those outside the race, nothing. That is our motto. Die, gringo. Die, die, white pig. Die, my yatas. Kill you every day. Okay. Now, here's a local a TV station reporting on how wonderful it is and how they're fighting for the wonderful illegal aliens that will bring us the Raza. Here it is.
100,000 listeners tune in daily, many of them Mexican immigrants, legally and illegally in the United States. According to its research, they have helped make KSAH 720 the top AM station in this market. Jesse De Guayana reports it's reaching a huge Spanish-speaking audience, not to mention their spending power.
La Hora de los Trabajos, el show del hermano Albert.
Alberto Alegre's job from 7 to 8 a.m. daily, find workers and jobs for listeners of Norteño 720.
Necesita soldador, welder for metal buildings.
Un troquero con licencia A.
Ándale, troquero con licencia A.
Licensed truckers and a housekeeper.
In Utah, can you believe how many job offers come through here?
The job offers and phone numbers that are broadcast fill Alberto Alegre's spiral notebook.
That's it. Over 100 jobs, bro. Take that to the bank.
That's why he says major advertisers also listen to La Estación de la Raza.
A lot of advertisers wanted to know, where are these undocumented, unregistered people? Well, they're somewhere. They work, they listen to the radio.
Yet Alegre says his show is a public service for everyone.
This is how Radio Norteño reaches its listeners, by going to them.
Stop right there. It's for everyone in the race, but for those outside the race, nothing. You imagine a number one radio station in San Antonio for white people saying for the race, and then calling in, oh, you're an illegal alien, let's get you a job, while the wages implode, the economy falls apart. Just literally like strip mining. They do that with high-powered water jets. That's what that station is, just water jetting the country as the walls collapse down. And it's, but big gringo companies, they help bring down America. It's so much fun because you've got all the big bankers behind you. And you are on the winning team. There's no doubt about it. The country is going down, and the cops are told don't arrest you for DWI or no ID. Now that Austin cops tell me, it's been on the news. Sheriffs have complained. I mean, I'm a slave. I'm scum. I'm lucky I've not been killed yet. I am a piece of trash gringo filth. And it's good that I'm outside the race. I get nothing. Hail the Raza. Hail the Raza. Hail your plan with the German government in 1918 to attack the U.S. I'm bad because I'm against Hitler.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Imagine you're at a rally. There's people chanting up with Mexico, down with the U.S. They're wearing green shirts saying they want to kill all whites, 16 and older. And the media's there going, sweet families came out today to love America and celebrate their Hispanic heritage. Who could be against that? Got the Irish Day Parade, got the Martin Luther King Day stuff. I mean, that's great. But it's not that. It's that I'm going to be murdered, racially murdered, and then all the money's behind it, and I've got to look at vans driving around that say the station of the race, and then, oh, we're going to do a public service announcement for our people, and we're going to get them all jobs, and that's what this is all about. And folks, it's more than that. If you're a cook in Southern California, and there's been newscast about this, they tell you, they'll walk off. They go, we're not going to work with a gringo or a Mayada. Only our people. And so it's all Hispanic cooks, Latin American, mainly Mexican. They're also mean to other Latin Americans. So that's the dominant group. You know, it's up against our border. A hostile, America-hating country that's lost two wars with us and a bunch of other skirmishes. Poor people, totally enslaved by their government, who do want jobs, they get up here instead of being brought into the melting pot. It would still be bad for the economy overall, but later might be okay. Instead, it's just, ha-ha, we're going to get the gringos. It's race, race, race. And the corporate media, the government, they all know this. Meanwhile, our government gives 10 plus billion a year. Now they want to give 140 plus billion a year. U.S. trained forces reportedly helping Mexican cartels. As many as 200 U.S. trained Mexican security personnel have defected to the drug cartels. Defected. The government is the drug cartels. To carry out killings at both sides of the border, as far north as Dallas, Representative Ted Poe, Republican of Humboldt, told Congress on Wednesday, get him on, get him on, get him on. We told you this 3 years ago when it was in no newspaper. Sally Castillo, who lives on the border, he lives in South Texas, and he came and he told you on air, folks, and it's a lot more than 200, and it goes on. But it says, oh, they switched sides. They didn't switch sides. The U.S. government, the drug cartels, the CIA, the Mexican government are teamed up waging war on cartels they don't control that, according to most of the estimates I've seen, are about 20% of the market. Because if the CIA could knock out 20% of that market, it could be like De Beers with the diamond monopoly, and then they could charge you even more. Now, this is their phony drug war. So they can jack up the prices and make bigger profits. Now, I'm against the drug war, but knocking out these cartels is even worse. It's going to increase narcotics prices, and then there's going to be more home invasions, more robberies, as the price goes up and the drug heads have got to have it. Thanks a lot, cops. And now they're going to run around as you tighten down on the drugs. They're going to run around and break in more homes for the so you can make a bigger profit. It's disgusting. Your business model makes me sick. And everybody knows the government brings the drugs in. And I can't believe we have to sit here and play along with this hoax. I'm freaking out. And it's horrible for the poor Mexicans. I mean, down on all the major border towns. And I've had family that's been down there. And, I mean, it's boarded up windows, shut down 20-story hotels. I mean, it was nice down there. And now it is a hell pit, and everything's boarded up on both sides of the border. People don't come out at night. If you're driving down, you know, in any type of nice car, everybody runs in fear. I mean, there's rocket attacks, murders, newspapers getting blown up every month. I mean, folks, it is Vietnam war zone, okay? I mean, you remember I told you this 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you couldn't believe it. Now that's the headlines. I mean, it is the State Department says it's more dangerous on the Texas border on both sides than it is in the West Bank. Statistically, you got a better chance of being killed. 860-something people, you can go pull the number up, died in 2006 alone. That's the last time we got numbers. I haven't seen them since. 300 and something were on our side going back from memory. The rest were right. I mean, it is unbelievable. I just read to you the Houston Chronicle with congressional testimony that they're running hits. And the drug money's flowing. Who do you think's involved with these radio stations and TV stations? I mean, this is sick. And the government just loves it. Our government is so evil and so diabolical and so out of control. It just is unbelievable. Finish up with the local San Antonio newscast as we analyze the propaganda here. How sweet it is. Oh, the station's called The Race. Notice the English-speaking TV won't tell you that. It's, oh, it's a sweet little station. Oh, it's helping the illegals. But they serve everyone in The Race. Go ahead and play it.
They work. They listen to the radio.
Yeah, Alegre says his show is a public service for everyone.
This is how Radio Norteño reaches its listeners, by going to them. La estación de la raza de Norteño
720. Some of its loyal listeners recently came straight from their job site. He says Radio Norteño opens the door to more jobs, and he says he frequents their advertisers who make him feel welcomed.
I think they should be helped, because without them, we wouldn't have everything that we have now in the United States.
And that's it. That's going to wrap it up for La Hora de los Trabajos.
Jesse Degollado, KSAT 12 News.
Now, here in Austin, the top local brown berets have been caught in every form of thing you can imagine. They've been caught, these are people involved in city council, you name it, where they'll beat somebody half to death and the police come, and it's because they're running coyote operations, shipping the illegals in. You have to understand, these groups also sit on top the poor Mexican slaves. And that's what it's about, is they then pimp them out to the gringo-owned companies, basically as slave labor. See, if you made all the Mexicans stay in Mexico, there'd be a rebellion. They take over, and you'd have a good chance of a good government. Would triple the resources on average that the U.S. has, more billionaires than the U.S. has. The richest man in the world is now a Mexican. because they know how to have their slaves work. And now they've fired their slaves up and got them all mad at the United States, but the globalists are the ones getting rid of the U.S., and they're going to use them as the knife to slit our throat. But when they're done with you, knife, they're going to drop you into a drain. Just, oh, bye-bye, knife. You think that government and the media covers up you running around saying, kill the gringo, and everything for the race, those outside the race, nothing? You think the gringo government likes you? You think have you seen your government? You ever been to your Congress? I've watched film footage of it. A bunch of 6'5" white guys named Schmidt and Crump and Fox and everything else. While they laugh at you. Oh, it's so sick. It's so sick. Let me tell the gringos and Hispanic Americans and blacks and everybody else what you do. You don't hire illegal aliens. You find a crew that's got American, Hispanics, whites, blacks, and stop going to Mexican food restaurants. If they got Raza on the wall, it's a big joke that they don't like gringo when you come in and buy the food. Just boycott it, folks. You got to fight for this country or it's over. You got to fight with everything you've got. And if people don't like you, if gringos aren't welcome, fine. I mean, it's a sick joke, folks, that stupid gringos patronize. You know what? I ought to do a report on it. 300 yards from me is a big Mexican food restaurant that's got on the walls outside guys in black ski masks. And this is before I knew 5-6 years ago. And I'd be in there and people are like, you know what that says in Spanish on the wall? And it turns out it's this big rebel operation. There's a rebel bookstore down the street from it. And it turns out the owner runs out screaming, if anybody even halfway parks on his property, he comes running out screaming with baseball bats and screaming, I'm going to get you, gringo. I mean, he hates white people so much, but then he lets the dumb cattle come in and buy the food. It's perfect because it's another language. And the stupid, degenerate, chicken-necked, cowardly, scumbag whites do not know what's going on. Oh, man. Not me. You know what? I'm not going to be a schmuck anymore, folks. I'm not going to go along and buy into it. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. You know, I like Jesse Ventura. Is Anthony standing by? Okay. I'm not bashing Jesse Ventura. You know, he's saying he believes the government staged the attacks of 9/11. He's saying he believes they may stage more attacks as a pretext for control. He's saying we're total tyranny, and I agree with him on some issues, disagree on others. But he gets up on TV and says, hey, I live in Mexico half the year, and, you know, I'm not scared of the little brown people and blah, 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 and all this. Well, that's because you don't speak Spanish, Jesse. I'm the same way. I could care less if there's 90% Mexicans around me. I like Mexican food, beer, culture, all of it. Okay, I don't dislike them. They dislike us, Jesse. Understand, comprende? And I'm not going to play along like it's not going on anymore. They got the problem. I don't call my radio show the White Race Show. I don't say for white people everything, for those outside the whites nothing. I'm not telling whites to go out and shoot blacks and Mexicans like the Mexican groups are. I'm not the head of Chicano studies or the head of white studies, you know, the head of white studies saying we need to kill all the Mexicans. I've had enough of it. So speaking of Ventura, I'm going to bring that up to him when he's on next Tuesday. But we've got another big guest lined up, too, next week. That's a surprise guest. But speaking of Jesse Ventura, that's why I brought that up. Anthony works for We Are Change. Well, I guess he's not paid. But then he called. We talked to him. We got him a job in affiliate relations at Genesis because he lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's doing a great job getting us more AM and FM stations. And so he's now part of the Genesis family. And yesterday, a couple weeks ago, he said, hey, Jesse's coming for a book signing. Should we go to that? And I said, well, don't bug him too much. But I said, yeah, if you want to, for We Are Change, do what you want. Go ask him a question about, does he think the government may stage another attack as a pretext for control? Now, he was there bashing the media. He said, no questions from the media. But then when he heard that we were from We Are Change and InfoWars, he said, oh, I'm on that show next week. And he did answer some questions. And he said, today, in this other forum where they're going to be, he's going to take more questions. So I wanted to bring Anthony up. What else did Jesse say? What else was he saying yesterday?
Hey, Alex.
Don't be timid. Come on, turn his audio up. Come on, Anthony. Don't be nervous. You're on the air. Go ahead.
No, we actually got to ask him, too, what kind of response he had received since he came out about 9/11, and he basically saying that he's been getting demonized everywhere he goes just for simply asking questions, and that it's the right of Americans to ask questions, and he's still got 70% of the family members with unanswered questions, and they deserve answers.
Anything else you'd like to report to people? You got to get right up on that microphone, Anthony.
Well, like you said, mentioned it too, that he didn't want to go into it because he didn't want to give away his book, but that he did feel that anything is possible and that they could easily attack us again to bring us into martial law anytime.
Oh, he did say he thought they'd do that.
Yeah.
Have you heard he's announced he may run for Senate in Minnesota?
Yeah, he was talking about that last night, and that would probably be the best alternative to either Norm Coleman or Al Franken, because...
Oh, certainly. Now, to be clear, though, and he also knows state's politics, being his former governor, I'm going to support him. To be clear, though, he wouldn't talk to the rest of the media, but he did talk to you.
Yeah, he shunned them very, very publicly and made them look very foolish. And I mean, they just pretty much attacked him when he was governor about things that weren't even important, really, when he did a trade mission to China and came back, and they'd rather cover some gossip story than actually cover news of what our governor's doing.
Absolutely, Anthony. Now, let's go back for a minute here. Specifically, you just said, I'm from InfoWars and We Are Change, and he said, oh, I'm on that show next week.
Yep, and what's your question, sir?
Well, that's good. That's exciting. Well, I'm flattered that he's... they told me at the publisher that he's really excited and wants to come back on, so we're really happy to have him back on. Anything else you want to add, Anthony?
It's really good to see him, because like, one of our other members, Terrence, he was the one that asked him basically what kind of response did he receive, and it was about 4 minutes of people still standing in line waiting to get books signed, and he was signing other people's books while he was still talking to Terrence about pretty much the close to free fall speed of the building's collapse, and it was really good to see him.
How fast can you get that encoded and up on YouTube?
Hopefully by the end of the workday here.
Okay, well, good job. Anything else he said we should know about?
I think he needs the support, is what it's seeming like, because he's seeming like he really wants to come out, but he still kind of wants to be able to go back to Baja and maybe surf if he could. I think he needs the support, though.
Well, we do support him. Of course, the corporate whore media is going to attack him and demonize him and twist what he said. But that's what they always do, and that's why they're losing their entire market share. It's why everybody's tuning out. We have a traitor government, and that's the end of it. Anthony, where is he going to be speaking today?
He will be at the Maple Grove Barnes & Nobles at 7 o'clock in Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Okay, and he told you he was going to talk to you more there today.
Yep.
Specifically, what happened there? With that, because I want to know the specifics, because I want to talk to you before you go about some questions.
I told him that we had some stuff for him, and they said, definitely meet up with me tomorrow. And like I said, we just didn't want to be in his hair and linger.
His hair today. Just think. I'll think of another good question, or you think of some. Just ask him the question and give him the stuff. Tell him Alex Jones says thank you, and here's some films. He'll talk to you next week. Here's Alex's newest film.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you and the great job you've done, Anthony.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. There goes Anthony. All right. I got a lot of other news I want to cover. We got Aaron Zellman coming up at 1 o'clock. That's about an hour and 10 minutes. And then we've got Celica Stillo coming on to talk about how the murder gangs work for the U.S. government. He told you 3 years ago on this show, we wrote articles about it, proving, we said it, that U.S.-trained forces reportedly helping Mexican cartels. And then it goes into how they're murdering people in the U.S., okay, but the big news here is they work for the globalist, okay? So that's going to be in the fourth hour today with Celica Stillo, a great American patriot who we are supporting. And again, I want to say that it's very painful that I have to come out on air. I don't like to attack different religious groups. I don't like to have to point out racial things that are happening. I want to get along. And I try to ignore things until they're just too big and too important, and it's just too much to have vans driving around saying the station of the race or the rebel station or the takeover station or the station of the Northern Empire of the race, and then to have all of it, you know, to spearhead illegal activity and to get illegal aliens jobs. It's disgusting! Our country is falling apart. There's 6 billion people want to come here. 6 billion. Mexico's doubling its population every 30 years. They're like 130 million. They were 50 million just 20 years ago. And they're all taught to hate America. Now, does that mean all of them buy into it? No, but a lot of them do. Remember about a month after 9/11, they had the big World Cup stuff in Mexico City, and they were all chanting, Usama, Usama, go Usama, while they were playing the U.S. I mean, it's loving the towers being blown up. That was mainstream news that happened. Now, of course, that was a fraud. It wasn't really Bin Laden. It was our own criminals, those same ones opening the door for you, the same ones energizing your Raza. You're not going to get anything in the end. But sterilization shots from the New World Order and cancer injections. I'm your friend. I'm against the Planned Parenthoods in your neighborhoods killing you that your liberal, you know, Chicano Raza leaders are for. You're being controlled like the dumb gringos.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Some of its loyal listeners recently came straight from their job site. He says Radio Norteño opens the door to more jobs, and he says he frequents their advertisers who make him feel welcomed.
I think they should be helped because without them, we wouldn't have everything that we have now in the United States.
And that's it. That's going to wrap it up for the one.
Keep on riding.
30 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. You can get lined up now if you want. I want to hear from first-time callers today. First-time callers, tell us or go to the head of the line. Only thing that can trump that is somebody that disagrees. There's a rare trump. They're calling from McMurtle Weather Station in Antarctica. We've really gotten calls from there. Or if you're calling from a cruise ship or something, we might trump and take you to the head of the line when you're paying $2 a minute or something. 1-800-259-9231. If you call me from the space station, we never have one of those calls. If one of the astronauts calls, we'll put them to the head of the line, too. 1-800-259-9231. The globalists plan to play the brainwashed La Reconquistas that they're bringing into the country against what's left of the middle class in this nation, because their real enemy isn't what color you are, but ever being able to be independent of them. And so it's more divide and conquer, more of the great game. The British play, you know, the three different factions in Iraq off against each other. And so I beg any La Reconquista people listening, or anybody who can speak Spanish and people in the Hispanic community, I know we have a huge Hispanic listening audience, to reach out to these poor folks. You know, I go out and bullhorn the Klan, and I've been out and I've bullhorned La Raza. But the Klan isn't a protected group. The La Razas are. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And I thought it was just in the border and the central areas of Mexico. A few years ago, I went on a family vacation. We went down to southern Mexico, down to Costa Maya to do some snorkeling and stuff, and we drove into the interior to see some pyramids, and I'd have my wife at these little shacks and places where you buy chips and water, or the little gift shops there by the pyramids. Hey, have you heard about the La Reconquista? What do you think of that? And then it's like, yes, we're going to get you, we're taking over, and then they'll just laugh at you, and it's like, and some of them got downright hateful. They'd be acting real friendly, give me the money, gringo, come on. And then as soon as you said, hey, you know, I'd have my wife say, hey, what's the, or I'd say, hey, do you know about La Reconquista? And they'd say, Yes, we're taking over. You're going to, and they get real serious. You're about to get it. And I mean, I'm going to respond to a plan of San Diego to kill me. I mean, I can't. The plan of San Diego is going well against the blacks in L.A. right now. They're what, killing a black guy every day or so. And I mean, this is big. This is the big issue. This is huge. 1-800-259-9231. Massive news blitz. Massive news blitz in T-minus 70 seconds. I'm going to cover it all. The news of today, and I'm even going to try to get back into some of the news of yesterday. We'll see if I can control myself and not get sidetracked belaboring on one article or the other. Infowars.com is the attack coordinates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later, I'm going to play about a three-minute interview that a great researcher did, Bohemian Grove member confronted in telephone interview. That is coming up. Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, coming up in the third hour. Celia Castillo talking about government running hit squads in the U.S., Latin American Mexican hit squads controlled by the globalists, finally in the Houston Chronicle. But right now, news blitz until the bottom of the hour, then intense phone blitz where I'm going to take a lot of your calls in 30 minutes. That's the game plan. Let's see if I can do it. Oil pushed above $127 a barrel for the first time today. And, of course, major institutions like Chase Manhattan Citibank are saying $200 a barrel oil by the end of this year. I don't know if they're going to be right. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievably bad. Oil prices soared more than $3 a barrel, surpassing $127 for the first time Friday, and putting more pressure on already lofty gasoline and diesel prices ahead of the summer driving season in the Northern Hemisphere. Also pushing oil prices up were speculation that China's demand for diesel needed to fuel its power plants would rise due to the reconstruction efforts after this week's earthquakes that have now killed 50-plus thousand people. An upward revision of an oil price forecast by investment bank Goldman Sachs of $107 to $141 a barrel for the second half of the year, bare minimum. Light sweet crude for June delivery on New York Mercantile Exchange rose as high as 127.82 a barrel in electronic trading by afternoon in Europe before retreating to 127.55, up from Tuesday's close of 124.12. All right, the previous all-time high for oil was 126.98, a barrel set on Tuesday of this week. Again, what other show do we tell you 2 years before what would happen and even the months it would happen? Early 2008, we said you'd have $125 a barrel because globalists said so, and then by the end of the year, $200, if they're correct, because we have moles inside Bilderberg. We didn't this year. It looks like Tucker and Estelin aren't even sure, and we're going to find out. You'll find out here first whether they really met last week in Athens and we missed it. Vital intel failure that we were unable to do this. First time in 35 years we haven't gotten the intel if this is the case. See, I said I wouldn't belabor an article because I got like 50 of them here, but probably more, but how do you not give everybody the full spectrum analysis of a piece? Oh, my gosh, this is so horrible. Man, this is tough. I mean, it's tough to fill my gas tank up. I don't know about you, but when I'm paying like, I got a six-cylinder car and $70, $78 to fill it. And that's when I got a little bit left in the tank. I haven't run it all the way down lately to see what it does. I mean, this is insane. What about people that have got 10-cylinder Dodge trucks? And but nowhere in this article does it mention why the main reason you're paying this much for oil. They scheduled to devalue the dollar. It's all dollar devaluation. If you actually read what OPEC's putting out in press releases, they're saying, look, we're not raising oil prices. We're holding them the same. We'd like to increase. People are actually paying right around the same amount they were paying 4 years ago in Europe. Now, they're playing some refinery shenanigans in some areas of England and Germany, and it's gone up a bit, but China quake death toll could reach 50,000 AP. Again, I felt sorry for myself that I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet. You're out there unhappy because, you know, you got your video games and your movies and you live in a little apartment and you don't have a lot of extra money. But look, you eat like a hog. I do, too. We live better than these third world people. You got all this entertainment and you don't appreciate it. You don't start living until you start appreciating things. Myanmar, 50-plus thousand dead and counting from the cyclone, the hurricane, the tornado, whatever you want to call it. What about China now, 50,000 dead? We'll come back with this and a lot more. You better thank God you got it good.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenk with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenk with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Americans have been trained instinctively to avoid conflict, to avoid standing up, to always procrastinate, and they engage in these little mind games with themselves where they'll go, I mean, I talk to people at events, things I go to, and I'll hear people talking about gas prices, and they go, well, I ride the bus, so I don't care. I ride my bike, so I don't care. Or well, the stock market, you know, is going to go down. Well, I don't care. I don't own stocks. When the stock market goes down, that affects the businesses that employ you. It ends up affecting you, and it affects other people that do have the stocks that will be buying products from you or products from where you work or what you do. When you have the cost of fuel, when 80-plus percent, you can debate the numbers, 84, 87, I see different numbers, but it's 80-plus percent of everything shipped in this country, everything, light bulbs, your shoes, the mousse, the hairspray, whatever you women use, lipstick, screwdrivers, everything. Food, lettuce, tomatoes, beef, chicken, all of it is shipped. And it just compounds and compounds. But have you noticed the media is telling us there's not much inflation? That's a complete lie. Now, finally, some mainstream media is admitting double-digit inflation. Double-digit, ladies and gentlemen. The Federal Reserve still claims it's at 7%. Meanwhile, China quake death toll could reach 50,000. Troops dug burial pits in the quake-shattered town. Black smoke poured from the crematorium chimneys elsewhere in central China as priorities began shifting Thursday from the hurt of survivors to dealing with the dead. Officials said the final toll could be more than double the 50,000. 100,000 dead could be the number. 50,000 right now, just like Myanmar, they're saying could be a 500,000 that they don't know because the government won't let them in. And then they talked for the first week. They won't let food and supplies in. They're an evil government. They're a junta. The military, you know, won't trust their other commanders to let them. What did our government do? They all act the same. They're all scum. As the massive military-led recovery operation inched further into regions cut off by Monday's quake, the government sought to enlist the public's help with an appeal for everything from hammers to cranes, and in a turnabout began accepting foreign aid missions for the first regional rival, Japan. Let me just add that there have been a few Western nations, especially the United States, where there have been big disasters before, and where the government trusted the people trusted the government was very small, and there'd be an emergency. They had floods, the famous floods, almost 80 years ago, not 80 plus years ago, in Louisiana, Mississippi, up into Tennessee, and I mean the Mississippi went out of its banks for just in thousands of square miles, and they fixed it so fast it'd make your head spin because the citizens got involved. But see, government's into control. They can't have the image of citizens pouring into New Orleans and saving people. They had to have the military lock it down, go in and do gun confiscation, hold the food for 5 days, 10 yards from the people in the Superdome, let them get raped and killed inside. That's what government does. There's video of the police making women show their breasts to get aid. The New Orleans police, more than 90% walked off the job that night when it hit. That's who they are now. Cops would have never walked off the job just 30, 40 years ago. They were angels compared to them now. I mean, look, anytime there was a mass shooting 30, 40, 50 years ago, the cops rushed in minutes. They didn't wait around to put body armor on and urinate on themselves in cowardice and bed wet. And I mean, you look at the cops when there's a mass shooting now, they're so afraid. They'll be like 500 yards away, cowering, all scared. I mean, men used to just go, oh, yes, a chance to fight. Ah, and just go charging in. It isn't the cops didn't have training and didn't know how to do things properly before. They weren't cowardly little weaklings. You know, 4.5 hours in Blacksburg, 4 hours, 15 minutes waiting in Columbine. So scared of teenagers with guns. Turns out it was really black ops inside. It wasn't cowardice. The feds were carrying out that attack. Blacksburg, we can't prove, though the evidence points at it. Oh, you don't know how they do it? Just as I told you the day it happened how they did it, they now admit that in Russia, in Beslan, it was special forces dressed up like terrorists. They go in, and then they stage blowing up the wall, shooting people inside. Then they always escape out the back, jump in trucks. The military outside lets them escape. Then they take some political prisoners they've had in jails for months and shoot them and throw them into the pile. And then find one psychiatric patient drugged up and take him out for a show trial. By the way, that came out, and 8 reporters that reported on it were all murdered in Moscow. Double cap to the head. Mainstream news, staged. You want to know how Putin staged the theater deal? You get 10 guys in there in mask, then they evacuate out the back. The Russian troops go in and spray opium gas on them. That killed, 140-something of the 180 that died? Go pull it up. It's all admitted. That's how you run a black op on the idiot public. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. That was Columbine. They contained Blacksburg too well for us to be able to actually find out what happened, though, if I went through it. See, I said I'd cover all the news. I'm not. I'm digressing. China's quake death toll could reach 50,000. McCain believes Iraq war can be won by 2013, AP. What's that about? See, it's always, oh, we'll be back by Christmas in 8 months, we promise. And then, oh, we'll start in 2005, we'll pull out. Oh, we're going to pull out in 2007 now, but you can't give a timetable. Oh, we'll be out in 2009 now, but oh, we'll be out in 2013 now. Oh, we'll be out in 2015. Oh, we'll be out in 2020. Oh, we'll be out in 2022. Oh, we'll be out in 2030. Oh, see, they put it into a process. That's a Delphi scam technique of, okay, we're going to do what you want. Just let us do the process. Come on, we got a surge. It's working. The numbers come in. No, it's actually far worse. We're getting hit by Al-Qaeda out of Iran right now. Wait a minute. Iran's not Al-Qaeda. They're Shiites. Now, shut up. And then McCain says to Petraeus in front of a few weeks ago in the Senate, he says, is it not true that Iran is with Al-Qaeda? Petraeus says, yes, they are Al-Qaeda. And McCain says, see, I was right. And everyone goes, that's right. They are Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's we live in a lot, but the public can't find the U.S. on a map, doesn't know how many continents there are. You can give the general public the name of water, scientific, and they'll run screaming, thinking it's a chemical weapon. They just isn't a group of idiots. And they're so the big bad boys that want the power, they're going to rape you. You got that? We're going to finance thousands of Mexican radio stations about how to bring down America and open the door up. Then have a few staged events a couple times a year to arrest a few thousand illegals. There's 3 million illegals, 1 million legals come in every year. It's all about theater. The whole world a stage, and each of us a player upon it. Oil pushed above 127. China quake death toll. McCain believes Iraq war can be won by 2013. Just got to stay the course till then now. Another pity party article. They got Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal saying the Republican Party could be destroyed forever. It's falling apart. It's over. Yeah, because you're not real conservatives. You're a bunch of gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, New World Order trash. That's because it's a globalist policy, so both parties are going to be for it. Huh. L.A. jury convicts Hollywood private eye in racketeering case. 64. Anthony Pelicano, 64, was accused of wiretapping stars at Sylvester Stallone, had running the names of others, such as Gary Shandling, Kevin Nealon, through law enforcement databases to help clients, legal and other disputes. What do you think police scanners do on those little scanner cameras that scan all our plates? That violates law right there. What law? And he's going to spend a long time in prison. He hadn't been sentenced yet. But it came out in court that Pelicano recommended a hit to kill Aaron Russo. Very interesting. That was in the New York Times. Bush in Saudi Arabia to discuss oil. President Bush, on a one-day visit to Saudi Arabia, is taking a second stab Friday at getting oil-rich nation to increase production and drive down soaring gasoline prices, hurting U.S. consumers. By the way, folks, the British run Saudi Arabia. The Anglo-American Rothschild arm runs it, and so this is for outward consumption. Kind of like Barack Obama kept giving speeches about getting out of NAFTA, and then he put out a press release and said, "Don't worry, I'm just saying that. I'm not going to. That's just for the public." You got to laugh at it. Pentagon carpet bombs the opposition in cyberspace, Kurt Nemo. And he's got links to all the mainstream articles. You got to go read this. The Pentagon says they want to be able to take over every U.S. computer, shut down all computers, quote, fight anti-America propaganda. Hey, you're the guys getting rid of our borders and our sovereignty. See, that's the big hoax. They're the ones that are anti-America. And they admit that it is larger than the Manhattan Project, has been going on for 6 years, and is a giant program engaging with hundreds of thousands of government and contract employees, quote, preparing to, quote, take down the web. Now, DARPA could go ahead and just shut down the hubs if they wanted to, but that's not what they want. What's hard, it's easy to shut it down. It's hard to go selectively attack tens of thousands of websites. You can preset AI computers to kind of go out and do it, but then people can do workarounds around it. It takes project managers full time just to take down, you know, I mean, to take down InfoWars and Prison Planet. I'm not challenging hackers to do it. I know you can. You know, we've got multiple 4 or 5 server backups, CDN backups. We're trying to get more capital to add more backups to it because we want to survive the initial Pentagon attack. When they set up, when they stage a 9/11, watch, you'll see the web go down all over selectively, just like they shut down most of the, quote, Arab, you know, real Wahhabist al-Qaeda websites. Thousands got shut down the 2 days before the attacks. They couldn't have real Wahhabists saying, "We didn't do this." Bin Laden still got a message out saying he didn't. Then they just use other fake messages saying they did. So that'll be another tip when they set off a nuke or release bird flu or whatever. Notice that the alternative sites, if you see a bunch of alternative sites go down, no, they're about to attack. Now, they'll probably war game off that intel hole I just brought out. I shouldn't even bring stuff. I'm sure they've already foreseen that. So they may even bring it down minutes before the attack. But you need to get screenshots of that and document that so when the web goes back up later, we can prove it. Just like they massed the troops in the months before the attacks on Afghanistan. Another key part. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it?
How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
By the way, they sold out for the Saturday showing for Truth Rising. Now, they're holding 20 tickets at the door for the day of, so you'll be able to get in probably. They've got some tickets left for the Sunday showing. It's a big, nice theater downtown. They got 2 theaters in there. It's in their big one. It's called the Ritz, Alamo Drafthouse Ritz. Very devilish, though. They serve alcohol there, so watch out. Man, listen to this. This is my anthem right here. If you think I sit around. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue with the news here. Planned U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. Well, before I get into that, Pentagon carpet bombs the opposition in cyberspace. That's illegal for them to do. But they claim, oh, we do it foreign assets, but then they admit they're doing it domestically. And Congress has said that's illegal. Stop it. And the White House says, we don't stop anything. By the way, you can't see our continuity of government plan, though the cover page says you're under martial law and that we're the boss. And that means all the foreign countries and corporations that basically buy percentages of the executive. Pentagon carpet bombs the opposition in cyberspace. Totally illegal. Yeah, you CENTCOM goons sitting around blogging and posting all over the web and admitting what you're doing. You're engaged in felonies, Bubba, targeting the U.S. population. But I know it's all about lawlessness. Oh, my gosh, I forgot the top story today. I can't even keep track of it all anymore. Holy mackerel. John, did you get those IMs I sent you early this morning, the audio clip of Rumsfeld saying that they need another terror attack in the U.S.? You're kidding. You're joking. Well, I IM'd it to you. My IMs have been acting really funny. You didn't get those. Yeah, they're pages with Rumsfeld. You have them. Oh, holy mackerel. See, that's the problem here. I can't keep track of any of it anymore. It's just a swirling evidence everywhere. Oh, before I do that, let me do this. Then I'm going to come back and do the Rumsfeld thing and then your calls. I promise I'm going to get to your calls. Where is that? It says Alex Jones lies, and it was a YouTube video I saw this morning. It had just been posted that somebody emailed me. And I'm not going to give the exact URL because I don't want to give it attention because it'll just make it a top video and then weak minds will be deceived by it. And again, this isn't about me being attacked or me being lied about. When I'm on CNN being attacked, I didn't play it this week, even though most talk show hosts would puff up and make a big deal about it and talk about it ad nauseum. I don't care. And it's about the murder of Palfrey. I should have talked about it and how they're covering it up, but I'm so busy covering everything else, I don't. So I mentioned this so you understand how they're manipulating you. You understand how they're deceiving you. Now, I had to watch this video three times this morning to even figure out how I'm lying, how I'm supposedly lying. Now, I'm not that smart, but I'm also not really stupid. I'm some kind of street smart, as they say. And so if I couldn't figure out how I was lying, that means the person that made this, and my point is I was not lying, is that this is designed so someone watching it can't really figure out how I'm lying either, but then the general public's designed to do that. If they don't understand something, they just go, oh, well, Alex must be lying. I don't know what this means or what this is saying, but it says he's a liar. And I don't know if this person knows how sophisticated their disinformation is or if they're just such an idiot and delusional and trying to make up that I'm lying that they organically have engaged in a piece of propagandic genius. But either way, it's government propaganda because the government's trained people how to engage in mental gymnastics. They've trained people how to be in denial. They've trained people how to deceive themselves. They've trained people so they're mockingbirds. They're not government agents. They just go out and engage in intellectual bankruptcy and dishonesty. And what this video basically does, in between me sucking on a bottle and in between me yelling and screaming and out of context, cutting things together, they imply I'm lying about the Pentagon not releasing most of its videos and only releasing one after Judicial Watch did a FOIA for it. But then we're not lying. They're not releasing it. They claim that we're lying if I get it right, because some of the videos weren't official surveillance tapes, they were businesses tapes, or because a couple of them were released after the fact. I'm not lying, but they won't even say how I'm lying. It just says, oh, he's a liar. And the dumbed-down public goes, oh, he's a liar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Roosevelt did a bad, bad thing on 9/11. A bad, bad thing. But being in war planning so long, what's 3,000 lives when they sacrifice that many troops all the time in a major battle?
Thing.
Did a bad, bad thing, didn't you, boy?
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two? I didn't think so. You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? I wanna hope so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away?
Bad, bad thing. Bad, bad thing.
See, I was totally freaked out this morning. Hundreds of things racing through my mind when at like 9 a.m. Paul Watson posted his story of the day. Rumsfeld on tape, terror attack and restored neocon agenda. All that's racing through my mind until I see two vans, one that said the invader, the other that said the race station. Then I went off into a tirade at the start of the show for 45 minutes on that, forgetting my top story that's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that we got to get out to everybody. Now, the media does this. They are focusing in on a few dozen military advisors, the guys that, quote, Pentagon gives access and recommends to the media, who the media has always known are on government payroll, who have always known they're operatives. And when I heard this, the government doesn't release something unless they want it released. This is a threat to everyone. This is just like Gary Hart writing a letter to Iran saying we'll stage terror attacks and blame it on you. Don't think because 80% of Americans are against a new war that we won't do it. And then we asked Hart, are you saying the government will stage something? And he said, yes, that's what I'm saying. They'll blow up a ship. I mean, a lot of neocons are in denial on the blogs saying he never wrote that letter. Well, we got his fat head on video. Okay, stick that in your pipe and smoke it. No amount of your no-planers you're paying for running around with fake Hitler mustaches are going to make the public think we're a bunch of nuts when you're the nuts. You're the nuts for going along with this. No amount of your disinfo is going to work, okay? Your black propaganda putting out kooky 9/11 truth stuff to make people think we're nuts. We got the facts. We got the documents. We got Republican memos, we got Republican strategists, Republican governors, state strategists, federal strategists. We told you 4 years ago there were Republican memos, and we got copies of them, where they said we need to stage another attack or we need another attack. Now, they released this, and they keep laughing, going, oh, this is off the record, right? Knowing they were going to release this later if they had to. This is nothing compared to billions in fake reporters, fake newscasts, planning fake stories. It's come out that CNN and Fox are just filled with black op officers in plain clothes from Psy Warfare. Okay, and they're involved in your local cities, everything. And they're criminals. It's all illegal. But this is a bunch of these guys in Rumsfeld's office. And listen to Rumsfeld the way he's talking, you know, for the public. I mean, this is all so staged. And it's a threat to those of us that know. And the neocons will use this and say, see, look, he really wants us to be disciplined and grown up and, you know, about it. Shocking excerpts of confidential recordings, recently released under Freedom of Information Act, featured former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talking with top military analysts about how a flagging neocon political agenda could be successfully restored with the aid of another terrorist attack on America. Now, the key here is that they're saying it would help. The key is they're saying it's a good thing. The key is they're bringing it up. And then we have all the they've written news articles saying how great 9/11 was. For those of you that say, why would they stage it, Alex? I don't understand. Why would they attack themselves? To get you to give up all your rights so they could dump trillions into no-bid contracts. So they could set up police state mechanisms and national ID cards. And I mean, don't you know why Hitler staged attacks? Don't you know why our government staged attacks before? It's to get agendas going. PNAC told us, barring a huge terror attack. The vice president said months before 9/11, unless we have a giant attack, we're not going to be able to get this agenda through. But don't listen to me. Listen to Rumsfeld. Play clip one.
But politically, what do those challenges turn into? You're not going to have a lot of sympathetic hearing there.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, this president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. The perception of threat is so low in this society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe. There's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized for another period. And it's a shame we don't have the maturity to recognize the seriousness of the threats. My God, the lethality, the carnage that can be imposed on our society is so real and so present and so serious that you'd think we'd be able to understand it. But as a society, obviously, the longer you get away from 9/11, the less.
Okay, so that's the first clip. You can go listen to hours of it if you want on the website. We've got links to it in the story on InfoWars and Prison Planet. But let's be clear about this. This was meant for public consumption, just like the Philadelphia Daily News guy wrote a story saying how great it was, now we need another attack, and Republican memos. It's a threat to the world, those of us in the know, and definitely released for propaganda purposes, as a public threat to people that have brains. And then for the cattle, you know, yeah, we got to be realistic. We got to be adult. We got to be. And that's why they admit White House memos have come out that they have fake terror alerts when they're in political trouble. Barry Fleischer admitted that, press secretary. The threat level indicators meant to scare us. The drills, the terror drills, are really to federalize local police and military and to train you to accept martial law and to create the perception that it's real. And then they also give it as payments to the private companies that run the drills, billions of dollars a year per state. An excuse to put cameras in as a control grip. Now let's go to the next just as sickening clip from the same exchange of the room full of propagandists running another cutesy psych warfare. These guys are all former generals, former CIA section chiefs, you know, former black ops commanders, running another snickering one on the cattle they feed on as they destroy the United States. Let's go back to the traitor enemies of America. Oh, stop it. Rewind that again. Listen to that. Is this really off the record? And then they laugh. It's a little laugh on us, you thug gangsters. You make me sick. Back to them.
This is really off the record. Do you think that this government can survive the unity government, or they eventually have to go to an authoritarian one like, you know, we came out of Korea, Sigmund Rhee was really their authoritarian leader. In the 11 years I was supporting commander in Korea, the president was an Army Navy General in civilian clothes, right? They had the highest growth rates, they did the 88 Olympics, and then they finally handed it over.
Yep.
So the real question is, and we all hope the unity government can
right.
Done, but it's very difficult.
It is very difficult. I mean, you know, you look at it, and you're not even smart enough to know the answer to your question.
I think the answer is they can't, but how do you get that yeah. right person?
I mean, Alawi had steel up his backside.
Right. He was
the man. And he wasn't well-liked and wasn't perfect. He'd leave the country for long periods
okay.
and stuff. He didn't.
This is where they go on and act like the governments over there run something. But within their own policy reports, they're complete puppets. The presidents that they install run nothing, staged elections. That's why you know this is propaganda. They're there having a discussion. Oh, this is off the record, giggle, giggle. And then, you know, this fake candidness. Oh, we're learning the truth now. Now, this is what the CENTCOM boys are on the InfoWars page commenting on this story by Paul Watson are saying to us. I hope we do get attacked again. Well, don't worry. Your buddies are going to plant bombs or release something. Don't worry. So you can grandstand. I hope we do get attacked again. I hope they rape your mothers while they're at it. While they are beheading your children, you can thank Alex Jones. Say thank you for turning me into a coward that can't think for myself. Thank you. What a bunch of repulsive idiots. Do you guys all get your bleepers touched when you were uncles? By your uncles when you were children? Or was it your father? No, you're the one that thinks about this kind of stuff, bro. And you find some fresh meat over in Iraq, don't you? Or was it your father? Bleep you. You are not patriots who believe this garbage. Go effing riddance when they turn you into a prayer rug. Well, let's talk about prayer rugs. The Middle East was largely secular in government, had a few corrupt dictators, but they had colleges and rock music and hotels and wanted tourism. And then by about 1910 through 1920s, they went in and they decided to break up the tribes in Saudi Arabia, which was just a desert, wasn't even a country. It was called the Arabias. And they gave a bunch of hand grenades and weapons to the bin Laden family, who were their advisors in the area. And they were just a family that, for the British government, did a lot of the packing for them, shipping for them across the desert. They were a family, kind of a dry goods family, based there at one of the ports. This is history if you want to go read it. Then they got recruited by intelligence. They'd already done intelligence for the Ottomans before that, for the Turks. And then they picked a Bedouin tribe that seemed particularly fierce, the Sa'ds. So they set it up, and they gave them the whole place and divided it up. And then by the 40s, there were all these other countries that were doing trade, having their own oil. You know, they had guys wearing suits and ties as their presidents, and they liked Hollywood and wanted to, you know, and they said, buddy. By the way, you stupid CENTCOM cowards, go get an encyclopedia and read this instead of saying I'm lying. Okay, don't you tell me I'm with the Arabs. Don't you tell me I'm with the Muslims. And don't you tell me I'm with the Wahhabist Al-Qaeda. I'm not the one creating the North American Union. I'm not the one putting toll roads on existing roads. I'm not the one getting rid of our borders. I'm not the one that just reintroduced an amnesty bill in the defense package. It's probably going to pass this time. I'm not the one that's destroying our currency. Shut up and stop denying it. I'm so sick of you cowardly filth. And you're so pompous how you're defending America. You're a low-down, dirty dog. You're a bunch of self-righteous bastards. That's why your bosses went and planted bombs in those buildings thinking it was for America. The Arabs are so deadly and so dangerous. We don't do this. And they're going to destroy our Christian way of life. We got to do this to protect Israel. Pastor Hagee following Christian Zionists, folks. Guaranteed culprits in all of this as the front boys. So sick. Got a guest coming on about that next week. Just amazing. And by Pastor Hagee, I mean that type of follower, that type of idea. Perfect cult members. You want to run around? Since the 40s, our government has shipped in textbooks all over the Middle East, teaching them to be Wahhabis, teaching them to be radical, teaching them to kill the Westerners, teaching them to... You see, that's like planting a cancer in somebody. Sectarian violence, murder, they used them in Iran. They used them in Afghanistan. They used them in Serbia. They are the siege force. They are the vanguard of the New World Order. It's in official government documents. I had no idea 7 years ago. I was with my wife's parents, and they were going out to eat dinner. They're, you know, Democrats at somebody's house, and I didn't know. I'm not going to talk about it. The point is, you seen Charlie Wilson's War? Well, I've met those people because they live here in Austin. And they attacked the Russians first. Charlie Wilson's War. After the Russians invade, the U.S. gets involved, and I'm an Easter bunny. Look what you let the Wahhabis do to those poor Serbs, you sickening, disgusting people that have hijacked our military. All you do is hurt this country. All you do is destroy us. We'll never pay back the debt. It's over. You've totally let the internationalists destroy us while you wrap yourselves in Walmart-made, desecrated American flags. You hope our mothers get raped so we learn to hate the Arabs. Well, I mean, you know, don't worry. A lot of people's mothers did die when you guys bombed those towers. Don't worry. You did kill us. Don't worry. You know, you flushed the country down the toilet. You win. Fortune 500 has bankrolled the La Raza radio stations to totally get a foothold. It's over. It's gone. All we can hope is to salvage something. We're third world, guaranteed. It's just, will it be a high, hyper-fascist dictatorship where they put us in camps, or will we just fall apart and be a bankrupt cesspit? You better hope you can make enough money to live in a gated community. That's on the good end. Is me getting to live and survive and not be taken to a FEMA camp and hopefully save something of the country while you bastards just go on with your corporate bosses raping the country to pieces, while telling me that you're the good guys. I've had it with you. And I want you to show all the scum with the May 31st money bomb. I didn't think of it. It was up for weeks before I even plugged it. But we can't have something not be a big success. And you know what? Why I've never asked for money, I don't know. Buy my books, buy my videos, support us. I'm signing a lease. I'm getting a bigger office. I just signed the preliminary today. I am going to get better cameras. You know how much a really decent camera costs? $100,000 to really give you high quality. And that's what the enemy's got. Of course, we'll never buy something like that. Best cameras we got are $6,000. They're getting worn out, beat up, broken by cops in different cities. Two of our cameras are broken by cops. The tops are. The mic holders are broken on them. We need money. So they came up with this money bomb, and it's perfect timing. Yeah, I want to build a stage. I got to hire another or two IT people. I mean, I gotta go to the next level. I'm not putting my whole life on the line to just sit around and be comfortable just doing this show at this level. I want to start a show for cable. It's very inexpensive to get on, get sponsorship, get more hours. Then my plan is to start a whole channel. I mean, if Free Speech TV can do it, I'll blow them out of the water. Won't be a bunch of liberal stuff. It'll be real. I'm trying here, but I don't have the capital. And so absolutely, The money bomb coming up, spread the word about that, or just send me a donation right now. And it'll go into a stage and cameras and airtime and building it and doing it. And, you know, this is what it's about here. All right, well, we're going to call Zellman and tell him I'm going to get him on at 15 after to apologize. I said I go to calls. I've got to do it. So I'm going to go to Raymond, Justin, Linda, Jeff, Eric, and just call him. Tell him we'll call him at 10 after. That way he can sit there for a minute. I love Aaron Zellman. Get him on about what's happening with the Second Amendment. Some of the new cases that have developed. Been a lot of new cases, a lot of new big developments. But just support us. Look, go buy Endgame. Go buy Terrorstorm. Go buy Loose Change Final Cut. Infowars.com. 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 You mean, let me tell you something. Our info bomb just gets bigger. Every bit of money you put into it. We work around the clock. You hear me on your local stations at midnight, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. You know I'm fighting hard all the time. I'm here. I'm dedicated. And I need you to back me up. We need the capital right now. Flood our coffers to the next level of the info war. Flood us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
And they said one day he will be the leader of a big old band.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
Go.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
Johnny, be good. it's hard to turn old Chuck Berry off, isn't it? I love the end of the song. She said, you will be the leader of a big old band. I was talking to a well-known musician here in Austin. He said he listened to this when he was a little kid. He'd run down to the corner record store with his lunch money to buy new Chuck Berry albums, and he'd imagine being the leader of a big old band, and now he is. That's how dreams work. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Raymond, then Marcus, Justin, Linda, Chris, and others. Raymond, you're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I love it. I love your show. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about a month now. I was just listening to your show, and I saw that MP3 of Rumsfeld, and I was wondering when you were going to get to it, and I'm glad you did. I just can't believe. I walk around in disbelief every day of the state of this entire country, not just where I live. That new law they just passed about the 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. They take your car, take your license, and put you in prison for 10 to 20 years. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's 5 to 10, but yeah, people say you'll never get a ticket for 30 over. I told the story about how, and I usually only speed 10 miles over the speed limit. I mean, I am a speeder. I've actually quit because I've gotten tickets. But I never, you know, go 5, 10 over. But one time they put one out in the middle of the country where it was a 60-mile-an-hour road, and suddenly it was 30 because there was a school down the road, and I got a 30-mile-over-the-speed-limit ticket. I would have gone to jail for 10 years.
Right. It's absolutely insane. And I'm trying to get, you know, my family, I'm slowly getting my family kind of woken up to what's going on around them, and they're coming around, but I get so frustrated and frankly pissed off, if I could say that, but at how so ho-hum people are when you tell them things as simple as, you know, I watched the Aaron Russo movie, Freedom to Fascism, about, you know, the income tax and how people are just so, oh, it's, you know, no big deal. I get so mad and I just want to slap people around. I just don't understand how people can just, but that's how they, you know, like you say, that's what they've been trained to do their whole life. Just sit back and accept it. I always say, as long as they have their SUVs and McDonald's in their malls, everybody's happy.
I hear you, and I love you, and I appreciate you calling, Raymond. Good to have you on board with us. Yeah, for those that don't know, dropping a banana peel, a battery in your backyard, a small AA, not turning your turn signal, not having a seatbelt on, jail time. 30 miles over the speed limit, 10 years in prison. They're passing laws like that everywhere, and they openly say it's to fill private prisons. Quote, for the economy. What a sick economy. Where we put people in prison for the economy. And I'm just so ashamed of Texas. You know, Texans have been admired through history because we have had amazing people. Audie Murphy's from Texas. Now the world sees Texas as George Bush, that blue bud, British Tory piece of trash from Kenny Bunkport. Folks are great in Maine, by the way. Dick Curtis is from up there. I mean, I love
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Aaron Zellman's going to be on with us Monday now, which is great because I got a lot of news I want to cover in your calls. Really, it is in a way. It's not good that one of his pipes just burst. So, you know, when that happens, plumbing. We got Sully Costello next hour. You don't want to miss the info he's going to be talking about. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Marcus in California, first-time caller. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex, hi.
Hello.
You're there, great. I'd like to talk about my two favorite gentlemen, and I think you both had them on, and that's Ron Paul and David Ray Griffin. I'm reading Ron Paul's book right now. I was involved in his campaign, and just recently I started to see all the Google videos of David Ray Griffin and bought his new book, 9/11 Contradictions. Incredible book. Back to Ron Paul. I was involved in his campaign, and I think it was on your show or somebody's show that he said that he has an army. His army needs marching orders. We may do something at the Republican convention and may get a speech, but where do you think it's going to go beyond that?
No, that's what I said. By the way, Ron Paul is on Monday, probably in studio.
Really?
Yeah, he's in here in Austin. Look.
Excellent.
I told him privately and on air, separately, he needed to say, we're fighting the North American Union. Here's an organization I'm forming. Even if it was a basic manifesto, he could do it. I said, you need to also fight socialized health care, have an organization to fight that, and have a group to end the war. And I said, with those issues and a sovereignty group to defend the border, with those four groups, he would capture basically the entire electorate and could then give marching orders and people, when he was at his peak in late January, early February, that he could have gone to the next level. And it was the biggest opportunity ever lost. Not griping. I mean, we're still growing. Everything's, you know, I guess, good. But I have the vision. By the way, it was me that called it a money bomb. It was my listeners. We've got him coming on at the end of the show today. One of my listeners who came up with the idea and put it on the web. I'm not bragging, but we've created the entire nomenclature, the language of InfoWar and money bombs and front lines in the InfoWar and wartime broadcast, because that's how I've always seen it. I know the enemy sees it like that against us. It's an InfoWar they've got against us. So I'm fighting as hard as I can, but I think I deserve some respect. I think I've shown that I'm able to wake people up.
You're fine, Alex. I just got turned on to you. I mean, turned on through other Ron Paul supporters to take a closer look at you, because you're very flamboyant, and that's what it takes also. I think the genius of Ron Paul, that all our supporters that are just basically mainstream working people that enjoy Ron Paul and will stay with him, is he is such a gentleman in the field of battle. He doesn't give in. He knows where to go. He knows to go to the Republican Party and take the fight there, because as an independent, it doesn't work. Aaron Russo's are great, okay? But they don't work when you're fighting these two entities, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So Ron Paul is still a really great voice, and it is incredible. David Ray Griffin, the gentleman and the scholar that he is, the way he puts the holes in 9/11 up and right.
I hear you. He's great, and I appreciate him. Great on 9/11. I don't like his New World Order views. I'll tell you that right now. So I do not admire David Ray Griffin's political views. I think they're atrocious. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Justin in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Go ahead. Welcome.
Welcome. This is Dustin. I spoke to you a couple times up here in Ohio, and I was listening to the radio station this morning, one of the local affiliates, and they said something that really struck me. And what they talked about it for a few seconds, but what they were talking about was what they call a no refusal checkpoint, sobriety checkpoint, coming up for Memorial Day weekend, and I believe...
Stay there. Let's talk about it when we get back and plug the affiliate as well. I know we have a couple of affiliates in Ohio that carry the show. I think three. We're very thankful to all of them. Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Yeah, the feds fund these about 10 times a year on holidays and special dates, and it's federalized funded checkpoints. The cover is for alcohol, but the government documents show it's really getting you ready for martial law. Stay there.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up.
It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, yes, I do know about, I had a caller a few days ago that started this whole discussion going, have you heard about Operation Checkpoint? And I Googled it. There are hundreds of Operation Checkpoints, hundreds of things called Operation Roundup. And the feds pay local, county, city, states to even use those names, so it's unified to condition the public for martial law. And they even now admit that. And, yeah, you just pull up randomly when you're out with your family, and the cops walk over and say, license, registration, total violation of the Fourth Amendment. They're turning the streets and roads into the airport. But it's been in the news because there have been some good sheriffs in Tennessee and Alabama, and I've even seen a couple in California. I've seen a bunch. It's in the news every few weeks. I see it. I've had a few of them on over the years. In fact, I need to have some of them back on, just then I have to do research and remember their names from years ago, where they'll be, well, I arrested 50 illegals during Operation Checkpoint. And, you know, they were like, one van had 14 people in it. They were all drunk. They had kids without baby seats. And I gave them to ICE, and I said, or I gave them to, before that, the INS, and they said they wouldn't get them. Let them go. Or, I don't know why local judges let them go for DWIs. And then I've talked to Austin cops, and they go, yeah, we're told don't get them because the judges just let them go. But then I come to a checkpoint. You see, I'm the fat cow, though. I'm the dumb American. I'm the milk cow. I'm the food. And I pull up, and I go, I'm not going to let you search my car. You got cars all stopped here. You don't have a probable cause, officer. I've got all my tax stickers in order. I'm compliant. What, you got a problem with me? Get out of the car right now. Stand right here. They come over, what's your problem, boy? This happened to me. That's why I don't like you. You know, it's not enough. I grew up with a drug dealing sheriff in our town that finally went to prison and saw cops beat people up and everything else. And not enough. I've had to see a lie in court and everything else. I've had this stuff happen to me. Hey, I'm an American. I shouldn't pull up to one of your dirty checkpoints, especially when the illegals are above the law. I've had enough. And they come up to you, and then they start yelling at you and asking why. Now, that other cops who still try to violate the Fourth Amendment, but they back off and at least aren't totally evil, they'll say, mind if I look in your car for my safety? And I go, your safety? You've just run my plate. I'm Alex Jones. I have no criminal record, officer. And look, you say I was speeding. I don't think I was. That's happened a few times. But I know you're out here supposed to randomly stop. Quit arguing with me. Officer, you just asked to search my car. Look, I want my children to grow up in a free country. I've given, like, cops probably 10 times this speech over the last 15 years. Never forget one time I was late to get to KJFK in, like, 1998. I was late to get there. We're going to you in a minute, sir, telling the story. And I was late to get there. Well, I wasn't late. It was like an hour before showtime. But I wanted to get some more stories once I got to there because their computers were faster than my home computer at that time. Why am I telling that part of the story? It doesn't matter. I had to get to the station and get ready for my show. And I still remember the day, and I pull over. My car's full of McDonald's bags and stuff at that time. It's when I decided to not care about myself and that I wasn't going to be alive long and they were going to kill me. So what? I might as well start drinking beer and eating McDonald's, you know. Why does that part of the story matter? But I remember the car had wrappers in it because he was digging through them, so I remember that. See, I go back and image what happened, and then I start telling you the first thing I see, and it doesn't matter. Point is that he, you know, they pull me over on 183 North, and he comes over. And I'll never forget, he pulled me over in a long stretch where it's above ground, and so it's like a tiny shoulder. And I remember marveling that he was just standing there with cars flying by. But I knew better than to drive another quarter mile and pull over by the grass because I'd had cops get mad at me when I'd done that before. So, fine. Wants to get himself killed. Here, I'll pull right over here for you, buddy. And I remember he's sitting there and he's going, what you got in here? What you doing in here? Let me see your stuff. You're speeding. And I'm like, you know what? I was even going in the slow lane, guy. What was I going, 5 miles over maybe? And he's like, well, I go, why'd you pull me over? Well, let me, you know, I'll do the talking here. And he goes, well, you mind if I search this for my safety? What's all this? And I had like stacks of news articles and a few hamburger bags. They were actually Culver's bags, not McDonald's, but fast food. And he's digging around in there. And he goes, well, I'm going to search you. And I said, well, you know, you're violating my Fourth Amendment. And, you know, don't you have children? Don't you want to live in a free country? Listen, I'm doing this for my safety. And then he goes back to his car, and two more cars pull up because I'd questioned him, and they're all around me. And, well, we're going to get a drug dog then. And I just said, you know what? I got to go to work. Do it. And as soon as I submitted, they said, no, you can go. It was all about me submitting to them because I had to get somewhere. But I swore then that I'd never do it again, even if I was late for something. But now I got kids. What if I was late getting them at school or from gym or something? I think I'd grovel and do what they said. And now if you're not there 5 minutes after you're supposed to pick your kid up, they CPS you. So that's another big danger there. But, I mean, I pulled up to a checkpoint, and they're sitting there searching cars off at the side and looking in your car with a flashlight staring at you. And, where are you going? Why does it matter? Well, you don't want to answer my questions. Get out of the car. We got all the squad car videos we played on the show. And they'll go, listen to me, boy. I can plant something on you right now and ruin your life. I'm going to, you understand, because the guy's recording it. The cops don't realize that we're doing that now. I'll set you up right now, boy. I'll show you I win. I'll show you who wins. See, it's all about how they're the winner. And it's all because you don't want to be stopped by them. I'm a human being. All right, I'm sorry. Now, most cops I've talked to actually don't like running these random checkpoints. You want to stop criminals, drive around on the highway. There's drunks everywhere driving around like maniacs in Austin. Crack dealers on East 11th, East 7th. They're running around by the Chevron station and by the Dutch Royal Shell. All the time when I'm going over to do the TV show, I want to stop and get something to drink or stop and get gas. I don't even stop there because there's like 15 crackheads running around selling crack right there. And the police station is 200 yards away. But no, you've got to stop me and you've got to ask if I've got drugs or weapons. It's disgusting. Disgusting. But I know it's what your dirtbag socialist bosses tell you. I think cops would rather be busting the crackheads. And you go, Alex, I thought you were for drug decriminalization. Yes, but as long as it's going to be the law and you're going to be pulling me over asking me about it, why don't you go stop the dangerous zombies? Those crackheads don't even eat or drink. They weigh like 85 pounds. They look like psychopathic Day of the Dead people. And they're just constantly trying to mug people. But when they mug somebody, a woman can fight them off because they're poor, horrible zombies. I've already digressed. I'm going to your calls. Justin in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, I don't mean to.
Have you ever seen a crack zombie? You ever seen one?
Yeah.
I grew up in Dallas, man. I'm sick of the government since the mid-'80s turning them into this. Go ahead.
Well, what struck me was, and I'm looking for this currently on the Internet right now to email it to you, but what they said was on this refusal checkpoint was if you they would have equipment there and a testing equipment, and if you refused the breathalyzer, that they were going to draw blood right there.
Yep.
They were going to draw blood out of you to test for alcohol. Now, if that is not a violation of civil rights, blatant, I mean, that's incredible. That
you know, I saw the federal documents on that in 2002. There, it started in Tucson, Arizona. They're doing that to get the cops trained. Those are special officers that have been trained in forced inoculation. And so they're kind of, you know, they question them, who will do it. The cops doing that will be the only idiot cops on the local force. It was less than 1%, according to the L.A. Times, who agreed to it. Those fools agreed to take smallpox and anthrax, at least in the cities I know. Denver, Tucson, I've seen it in the Ohio news, Texas news. And, yeah, since 2002, and they do it at night, too. Right outside Denver, whatever that county's called. It was in the Denver Post last year. It said that these people freaked out. Families. They got families out, and they stick needles in your vein on the side of the highway. I mean, total tyranny. Total nightmare. Just like they're going to give you 10 years in prison for driving over the speed limit. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I wanted to make another point. You've been touching on the topic of Children's Protective Services.
Yeah, Child Pedophile Services, yeah.
Well, my son, back in October, I was getting ready to get custody of my son. This is how bad this is in this area here. And Children's Protective Services came to my house, removed my son, because they said that I did not have proof of being, you know, the biological father. I had taken the DNA test 7 years prior to that, and that paperwork was on file.
And let me guess, you had to spend $20,000 over the next year in classes and bootlicking to get your son back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How much money did you have to spend?
Honestly, I spent around $10,000.
And I was going to say 10 at first, but usually it's about 20. And then let me guess, it was a shaved head woman, hates men. Was that it? Or was it one of the Nelly guys?
Yeah, it was a quote woman.
Yeah,
unquote.
Mm-hmm.
There,
yeah, it's always only two types. It's almost like they've got clones.
Well, what was really frustrating for me and everybody, and I got him back fairly quickly because I called the Columbus news stations, I called the local newspapers. I got everybody involved.
Now, do they tell you, shut up and everything will be all right? Because it's like a kidnapper tells you, be quiet, everything's going to be okay, just do what I say. And then it's Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. And then most people shut up, and then they say, sign this. And then you sign it, and your kid's off to Saudi Arabia.
Right. Well, they took him away. And the thing was, here's what got everybody in.
And I bet he cried. And then, of course, they tried to Prozac him because he cried. See, right after they steal your kid, they're freaking out, they're crying. Then they take him to a government shrink, and they say, you're crying for no reason. You should love the government grabbing you. I'm not joking. You're going to be put on antipsychotics. Oh, you're having seizures from it. We'll do brain surgery.
The people that they took him to...
I'm not joking, by the way.
For those days that he went, the people that they took him to, they had him in bed at 6 o'clock in the evening.
No, they're lazy.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he was so miserable when I got him back. I mean, I called my state representative. I called, like I said, I called everybody, and they
well, you're lucky. You're lucky. There are thousands of documented cases where your child's put on a plane, and they're gone. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I want to make a point.
Stay there. I want to hear more about the blood sucking.
J. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine it's not enough to have a bunch of goons in uniforms, black uniforms, rifle your car at a random Fourth Amendment violating checkpoint. No, now they're going to force a breathalyzer on you. Of course, there's no law that they can do that, but now they're just going to shove a needle in your arm and suck your blood. It's all part of the freedom. Yeah, welcome to your life in the banana boat America, with a bunch of low-grade morons having their way with you. The good news is, though, the New World Order is in a lot of trouble. The people are waking up and hating your guts. And we're not going to stop. We're going to list all your crimes to more and more people. And our great listeners are going to spread the word to the four corners of the earth. Let's go back to Justin in Ohio. I want to go back to the local show, and I know about the cases all over the country under federal funds. These cops think it's normal to jab a needle in your arm on the side of the road now, huh?
It's pretty amazing.
What was the local station? I guess if they're carrying my show, they must be good folks. Were they upset about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't go into a prolonged discussion about it. It was one of them. See, and that's the thing that the media, that's how the media manipulates the situation. Because what they do is, the really important stories like that, they won't discuss for 20 minutes. They'll discuss Anna Nicole Smith for 45 days straight. But something that's really, really important, like obvious violations of civil rights in the Fourth Amendment, like you said, they'll discuss for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. It's a regular FM station. It does not carry your show.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a station that was carrying my show in Ohio.
Oh, no. They brought this up this morning.
You said one of your affiliates is why I thought that. Okay, well, what was the other thing you wanted to add? I got to jump here.
Okay. The thing about them taking my son was, real quick, is the fact that the paperwork stating that I was a father was right down the hallway from where that social worker, you know, was stationed. And you know,
They knew it was your son. They're criminals.
Right. I mean, it would have taken her 2 minutes to get that paperwork. And what they
Listen, they were all abused as children, or they like to abuse. It's two types. That's why half of them quit each year. The half that are good quit because they can't be part of the criminality. A normal person can't go and snatch crying kids all day.
Right. You wouldn't think so, but that's the thing. It would have taken her 2 minutes to get that paperwork and clear it up. But what they do is they get you in court, and then they say, "Well, what happened? Well, this actually sped the process up by us doing this and this and that." And then they turn it around.
Or they get you in a process for no reason. They're there for no reason. Then there's a dirty dish. Then they use that to get your kid and fly him to Israel. Listen, I appreciate you, my friend. I'm glad you got your child back. That'll be a lesson to them that the government's their enemy. And to be good, don't use drugs, don't get in trouble, because we hate the government. We don't get in their criminal clutches. We defeat the scum. We're healthy and strong and make money and take care of our children while they are filth and degenerate trash. We never use your degenerate drugs, you scum, you filth. We'll never use your trash. All you young people out there that have been getting on their drugs, stop using them. For love of yourself and hate of them, you stop using their dirty products. Oh, I hate you, you filth. It is. They ship it in here. They ship it in, and then they bust us for it. I've had enough of it. It's unbelievable. It's a fraud. It's outrageous. Who disagrees? Somebody disagrees with me. I'm going to Linda, Chris, Mark, John. Somebody disagreed, you said. Bill in Texas, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. This is Bill in Austin. I disagree with you on three things. I support 90% of what you do, but these three things are pretty important in my mind, so that's why I called in today. The first thing is your histrionics, just like we heard. Your emotion, that stuff just really detracts from being factual and being
honest.
They have
trained us not to have emotions. No, that's a lie. You know what? I am Mike. Why do I have the number one Patriot show? Blows them all away, dwarfs them. All of them together aren't as big as this show.
All right, so that's one down and two to go.
Okay.
Second one, TV fakery, otherwise known as no planers. You aren't looking at the evidence there. Do you disagree with what Morgan Reynolds has said? Have you studied what Morgan has said?
Yes, I don't agree with it.
You disagree with what Ace Baker said?
Yes.
You disagree with what Warren Cugarella is saying?
Yes.
Just because Nico Halp is a disinfo agent and people like Paula Gloria, those people are clearly disinfo agents, just like you say. There's reality behind that, and they're helping covering up.
The government wants us to talk about it, even if it was true, which I don't believe it is. It's meant because it sounds crazy. Instead of the key evidence, you stay there. And then we'll be right back with me, the leader. Yeah!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
That's right. A lot of people out there in this movement that tell me what to say, what tell me what to do. Hey, you're the pretender. I started the 9/11 Truth Movement. I brought forward government-sponsored terror to everyone. I was talking about the Rothschilds and the New World Order 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I started the info war against the enemy, realizing their attack on us was a war. They use lies. We use the truth. Yeah, who are you? You get some former Bush administration official who comes out and says a lot of credible stuff for a year, and then he suddenly says, I think it's space beams and no planes. And I have family, I have friends, I know people who are not government agents who said, no, they saw the first plane there, this huge noise, and looked up and saw it. And then at first the TV faker people said that it was a big CG screen in the back, the blue sky, and then people explained to them how blue screens work, that it's in studio, not with the sky, and they went, oh, well, then it's this. And then they show some video feed of, like, where the plane crashes, and they go, that's the nose? No, that's a molten group of junk blowing out the other end. That's how projectiles work. So this is classic black propaganda, and I've seen the national news, now Howard Stern, others. They give this attention. They don't give the serious stuff. I've had the BBC here. I've had this History Channel here. I had national media just called me. Nightline, and I just said, you know what, I'm not doing it. Don't come around. I don't want to talk to you. Because they'll come, and I'll say Operation Northwoods. I'll talk about the U.S. troops massed around Afghanistan before the attack. I'll talk about the NORAD stand downs. I'll talk about how governments have carried out attacks before. Now, that's our strongest evidence. I'll get into how the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and how Springman and other ambassadors and, you know, heads of embassies said that they were ordered to let them back in because they were U.S. government agents. And boy, they will never allow that out. They'll always allow the stuff that can't be proven one way or the other. Now, I think something weird went on at the Pentagon. None of my films covered it until Terror Storm, and I just say, well, looks like a honeypot where they won't release all these other videos, but then they release, you know, one that only furthers the debate. I think they're going to release whether it's a fake CG or whether it's real sometime in the future or something and try to make the whole debate about the Pentagon so they can later run a PSYOP and bring that out. I've been saying that since 2001, since September 15th or so when people first talked about the Pentagon. By the way, I was there when it was happening live watching TV, and they were saying the Pentagon has been bombed. And the first reports were Pentagon's been bombed. People were going, it was a bomb. It blew. I mean, obviously something went on there that we're not being told. And planes don't leave 16-foot holes and no wreckage. And I've acquiesced and said, yeah, there may be something happening there. Probably is. But did I ever make a film about it? No, because I make films that are effective, where we prove the government has staged attacks, where they don't debate it, where it's declassified, where it's admitted. Now, you explain to the public they've done it before. Then you show them PNAC documents and others, now this Rumsfeld tape, where they're saying, man, another terror attack would sure help us with our agenda. And you explain that to them. That's why I Road to Tyranny, the first 9/11 film. I put an emergency version of it out a week and a half after the attacks. The official one came out February 1st, 3 months, 4 months after the attacks. Let me see. October, November, December, yeah, about 4 months after. But we start out with Hitler firebombing the Reichstag, Hitler and Gleiwitz to start the war with Poland. We get into Oklahoma City. We get into other, you know, examples. But we show some examples like Tonkin and Northwoods. You know, we show examples of it to explain, hey, this happens. Then we make it nonpartisan and expose how the Clintonistas bombed Oklahoma City. It's key to make it nonpartisan. Okay, that's to get conservatives to realize it's both parties are owned. Then we move into the next thing, 9/11. We also showed how Clinton bombed the World Trade Center in 93, cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, New York Times, CBS News. I mean, that's what's effective. And frankly, I may not be that effective on the radio. See, I'm not like most of these people who got a radio show, or they make films, or they write books. I write books. I publish books. I produce films. I make films. I do my radio show. I do other radio shows. I write articles. I have got people that write articles. I'm about to start a cable TV show. I oil paint at night, and I'm back doing that. I'm going to do more because you only live one time. I'm not into sitting there in the corner sucking my thumb. I have vision. I have understanding. I have daring. And all the glory goes to God. So for all my warts and all my problems, you know why I'm good? Because I take action. I put one foot in front of the other. I'm not lazy. I'm serious. I've got courage. I'm focused. I don't care what people say about me. Other than it becomes a distraction and a diversion, so I educate people by covering those attacks. Now, you know, I Warren Cucurillo, nice guy, met him in New York, didn't know about some of the other stuff, weird stuff, you know, he's been involved in and whatever. So then when I realized all that, I thought, well, he's a nice guy, but the media can really use this if I make a big deal out of it or have Warren on a bunch. You know, he's listening right now. He calls me all the time and emails me. And, you know, he wants to get into all this craziness. I'm not going to do it. And Reynolds, that's pretty obvious what he's doing. And I had bad feelings when I met with him in person and interviewed him. You get this Bush administration official, comes out credibly for a year, then just goes into la-la land. Fetzer, mentally unstable. I've been around him. And you talk about, I mean, really mentally unstable. I'm like nice in person and friendly, and I've got my on-air persona getting hyped up and wild. And it's not that it's fake, but it's a persona. It's a mindset. I get jacked up to talk. I frankly don't like talking. You sit around at my house with me all day, I might talk to you one time. Okay, I don't particularly want to talk to people. This is like somebody who just wants to be left alone when they're made to talk. This is what I turn into. And then I just spew what's in my head. And I don't want to get in a fight with all these people. I don't want it to become a diversion, a distraction. I don't care. They can run around and do what they want and be aggressive. And, I mean, I remember the bullying a couple years ago when they started space beams and no planes. And people would call me up and try to bully me and threaten me and start fights with me. And you better do this. You better say this. And, I mean, I know what I'm seeing in operation. I don't know who's a useful idiot and who's an agent, but I know one thing. It stinks to high heaven. It's bull. Who put this together? Me. Who do I trust? Me. Who went on the air day one and lost like 20 affiliates saying it was an inside job? Who went on Brownfield's show day one and said it was an inside job hours after the attack when Building 7 had just collapsed and has been banned from his show since? Do I hate Brownfield over that? No. He lost a bunch of affiliates, too. You know, who doesn't compromise? I've seen all these other Patriot networks where, oh, we're not going to talk about the New World Order, and we're not going to get into these things. We're going to be mainstream immediately. See, I've never sold out. I've never faltered. I've never wavered. I've never compromised one scintilla in what I do and who I am. I've been physically attacked. I've been demonized. I've been drugged through the mud by every major magazine and TV show you can imagine. And do I care? No. Do I care about myself? No. But I care enough about the truth and my instincts and my discernment to be able to tell you what's bull and what isn't. How many things have we accurately predicted? How many things have we forecast? How many things have we covered? In fact, I'm just done talking to that person. I don't even want to hear it. And, you know, I see the debunkers on the other side, not only in our own movement. You know why most people in this movement attack me? The Catholics run it all crowd, the Jews are the devil crowd. And they go, well, I'm not saying the Jews. Well, actually, I am. They're devil people. Just a year or two ago, they wouldn't say that. Now they do. Bunch of nuts. They all hate me. They all hate me because they're lazy. They all hate me because they're in this for egomania instead of saving the republic and serving the human spirit and humanity. They're all in this because they're mentally ill. They're in this because they are either camp followers or they're government agents. And that's why they attack me. And it's a diversion. It's a distraction. Look at the fruits of this show. Look at what we've broken. Look at what we brought out. Look at who we've gotten to come forward. Look at how literal providence has smiled on this show. Half of it just happens magically for us. As a movement, you have got to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, ninnying back and forth. Out of the gates, there's all these subgroups and sub-cliques that try to force you to adopt their exact nomenclature, their exact worldview, their exact idea. I don't do that. Okay, I put out a wide spectrum, bring a lot of views and a lot of ideas, and let you make up your own mind. I mean, have you ever watched these anti-Jew groups? All they do is fight with each other and call each other names and viciously lie about each other and the Catholic groups all do that to each other. The, you know, the anti-Catholic groups, you're a devil. No, you're a demon. No, you're a this. You're a that. You're a, I'm the only good one. And, you know, and the Protestant groups all fight with each other. And the, you know, I mean, it's craziness. Of course schizophrenics and mentally ill people and unstable people are going to be drawn to this movement. People that are different are going to be drawn to this movement. People that are naysayers. People that are questioners. People that are heroic. People that aren't mind-numbed. And so you're going to get a lot of the cool, strange people. You're also going to get a lot of the weird, strange people. And you know, everybody's strange, but you know what I mean. We have to focus our energies on warning people that the vaccines are poisonous, which the feds now have to admit. The mercury's in them, and it's causing, that's now officially admitted. We won that fight. We have to admit governments do stage terror attacks. We have to admit all of this is going on together. We have to agree that we need to stop the North American Union for 5 minutes. And even, you know, and that doesn't mean changing the mind of the naysayers. You don't have to then just repeat it and talk about it and spend all day on it. Okay? And frankly, you know, I'm here in a old converted auto repair shop. It's three rooms doing my radio show. I'm wearing a black T-shirt with mustard stains on my jeans. I'm here working hard, fighting the New World Order, making films at night, wishing I could spend time with my family, working hard. It's grease. It's elbow grease. It's in there, getting things done, waking people up, warning people. That's why we're successful, because we don't spend 90% of our time ninnying and backstabbing and egomania trips. Okay, so you can go have your kook groups and go talk about how no planes at the towers, and don't worry, the media will give you attention, and you can go somewhere else and have your views. I'm not a devil. I'm not bad. I don't need to be killed. I don't need to go to prison because I won't agree with it, like some of the people that are pushing it have said. And they're all liars. You know, the people that say I cover up for Israel, all lies, all disinfo, all propaganda. Heard one of the kooks, somebody sent me a clip saying Galen Ross is a Jew and covers up for Israel, and the guy writes books about the Rothschilds and the Zionists. And they go, that's not enough. You didn't say Jews were evil. I mean, it's sick. They move the goalposts. They always change it. And they do that because they are convicted criminals. That's why they call good men criminals. Because they're scum. They're cowards. If they don't do it, the feds will come pick them up. That's the type of informants they use, as mentally ill people and drug addicts and criminals. And we are a society of scum and trash now. We've become inbred. We've become lazy. We've become dumb. We don't have discernment. And it's time to get the discernment back. It's time. It's time to get focused on real issues, like explaining to you that it's a Fourth Amendment violation to have cops taking your blood on the side of the street, and that it's federally funded so you can say no. Or announcing and talking about how the oil price is going up because the dollar's been devalued, so people know why it happened. Or explaining to people about how there are thousands of young people all across the country, and older folks as well, confronting politicians everywhere, and it's freaking them out to where they're having congressional hearings with the Homegrown Extremist Act, and they're about to pass that. That's in the news today. I mean, we're in deep trouble there. And they put up scholars for 9/11 truth or architects and engineers for 9/11 truth and say it's the enemy up on C-SPAN with Homeland Security saying it, and that they want to use the Homeland Security against the web. I mean, we're having an effect. Why don't we talk about where we're having an effect? Why don't we challenge young people to get involved? We have hundreds of thousands of new listeners every day that tune in. And they tune in and they hear you asking the questions. They hear you taking advantage of the unscreened calls to call in and spew that bull. And I take it, and it's an educational process. But imagine a new listener for their first time has no idea what we're talking about. In fact, I'm going to cover news right now, and then we'll go to, let's go to Linda. She's been holding too long. Linda in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi. I tried to get a hold of you about 3 weeks ago when you were talking about Mexico, and since this morning you were talking about it, too, or this afternoon. I wanted to tell you, here in Rhode Island, there's a young boy about 28 years old, a friend of my son's, who went down to Mexico, we're thinking, with a couple $100,000, and he has disappeared. It hasn't been in the news or anything. His parents, nobody has heard from him.
Yeah.
He found his car in California.
In at least 15 towns, they've dug up more than 100 bodies in each town, satanic sacrifices. And the media, to cover up their operations, always acts like that's kooky. Google it. Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, San Antonio Express News, Texas Monthly. I mean, I grew up here. I'm born here. And, I mean, it's raping women, killing, stealing. Dumb gringos go down there. The cops will walk right up, shoot you in the head, throw you in a ditch, bury you, take your truck. I mean, it's just, and it's all about killing gringos.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody that goes to northern Mexico is a psychopath.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out of your mind. They're going to kill you.
See, he's a nice, quiet kid and a trusting kid, and I do want to
admit. Oh, yeah, they killed him. They killed him, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Listen, my parents took me to Cancun one time, and I was about 12 years old, and it was in the early morning out, you know, just on the beach, and I went out there and was swimming, and I came back out, and these two adults said, hey, man, we got some weed. Come over here with us. And I could look at them, tell they wanted to kidnap me. And then I saw in the paper while I was there warnings about people being kidnapped. Absolutely. We're going to live like third world trash now. We're a nation of trash. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And another thing, you talk about, you know, the government brings the drugs in, which I totally agree. I've looked into it. And one thing that happened to a friend of my son's back in the winter, he went up to a drug house to get drugs. And when he came down, he drove down the road. The cops went on him. And I've heard this so many times. You know, they do not go after the people.
Of course not. Of course not. They're getting paid.
Right.
But they want to get paid picking you up and sucking money out of you on the probation,
right.
And they want to get paid their cut from the crack house, of course.
Exactly.
I grew up with the cops dealing drugs around me, and that's why I won't put up with it or play their game anymore.
Yep.
I'm not going to play the illegal aliens game while they talk about how they want to kill us and have radio stations putting it out, and I'm not going to play the cops game. I'm done playing all of it with you.
And Alex, to the other caller that said that you should stay calm, you know what? He sounds too calm to me. Because I get angry, too. I'm a 51-year-old woman, and I open the window and say I'm not going to take it anymore almost every day. You know, you have to, like you say, you're not alive if you don't get mad at this stuff. It's crazy.
hey, I have the government documents. I've had the scientist on. I know they put hundreds of different cancer viruses in our shots. I know they've killed my loved ones. I'm pissed, man.
Yep.
I'm done with you bastards. Yep. I'm done with you. I'm done with you, government. I'm angry.
Right. We ought to be, all of us ought to be, and I burn DVDs, and I leave them at the bottom of people's mailboxes, and I leave them everywhere, mail them to people. I give them to everybody.
Well, I just tell you, God bless you. God bless you, Linda. God bless you. I love you. God, Paul just sent me an article 50 times worse than the last one. I can't handle it anymore. Well, you IM this because my IM's down to Paul. It's neocon general calls for terror attacks in Iran. I mean, this is how sick it is. 4 years ago, the White House admitted that they hired al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda, the Wahhabists, Saudi Arabia, to attack Iran and to blow up police stations, schools, water plants, mosques. And then they say Iran is al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so evil. And then now they've called for it on Fox News.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This story comes from the greatest storybook, so we know it's true, though it seems so untrue, so incredible, it seems science fictional. It even goes beyond a seemingly science fictional story to that category of a horror story. But as horrible as it was done. Done out of desperation by a Moabite king who was fighting a desperate battle against three opposing kings. It, of course, was long, long ago that he did it, and it did work. The raging battle was going against him greatly, and he was about to be overcome and overrun, so he did it. As horrible and difficult as it was to do. And he did it in the open, upon the wall of the city for all to see. It worked. It caused the battle to turn and his enemy to flee. This is how it is said in the greatest storybook, and I quote, "And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land." End quote. What did he do? We tell you the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com and tell you how the same power is being used in our land today.
For Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Neocon general calls for terror attacks in Iran. We'll play it later in the next hour. McEnery urges U.S. government to support terrorist organization MEK. Bush administration already bankrolling al-Qaeda-linked group. Well, they say the head of it's number three in al-Qaeda. Fresh off the revelation that Donald Rumsfeld's 2006 audio tape admission that it would reinvigorate the neocon agenda would be another terror attack. Neocons like retired General Thomas McEnery, who's in the meeting with Rumsfeld, was part of the Pentagon's Message Force Multipliers propaganda program have been called for the Bush administration to commit acts of terror in Iran by Al-Qaeda. And then they'll say Iran's with Al-Qaeda while they bomb them. Oh, so sad. And the idiot public will believe it, just like they believe their dollar strong. You love your masters, don't you? According to the Crooks and Liars blog, McInerney was appearing on Fox News 144 times since 2002. In one of his recent appearances, he publicly called for the U.S. government to support groups like MEK, which is listed by the State Department as a terrorist organization and carried out deadly bombings in Iran. Iran suing the U.S. for staging terror attacks using Al-Qaeda, blowing up mosque. You imagine Iran sits there and takes it while our criminal government openly launches terror attacks, blowing up power plants, dams, mosque, police. And Iran just sits there and takes it, man. Bombs going off every week. Cops getting shot, killings everywhere. And they know our public is so cowardly and ignorant and stupid that they tell them Iran's running Al-Qaeda attacks. Isn't that true, General Petraeus? And he goes, that's right, they're Al-Qaeda. I mean, that. I hope you're listening, government people out there. And these weirdos that email me and threaten me constantly about how I want the Al-Qaeda to get me, and I want the Al-Qaeda to rape my wife, and I want Al-Qaeda to turn me into a prayer rug, and Al-Qaeda's going to get me because I'm not tough on war. Listen, you little bastard. Listen to me, you little cowardly filth. Do you understand Al-Qaeda was created by our dirtbag government? What is your major malfunction? What is your problem, you little coward? Because I know a lot of you aren't sent common government. You really believe this bull. We don't have time for it anymore. We don't have time for your lies anymore. I want everybody to go to Infowars.com and get Terrorstorm and make copies of it. I mean, get hundreds of duplicators, hundreds of copies, and just buy one copy, make hundreds and hundreds, and just start making 50 copies a day and give them to everybody. We're going to bring these criminals to justice. Never stop. Break through their control. Break through their spell. Break through their mind control. That's how we're going to beat them, is you're going to break through your mind control, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why getting mad does it. You can break it. All their propaganda does is send me into a rage. It's kind of like I'm allergic to it. Instead of it working on me, I can't help it. You're not outraged that they stage terror attacks using Al-Qaeda and then say Iran's Al-Qaeda? I mean, that's too much, man. That's insane. That's outrageous. I'm going to tell you about a sponsor at Seafoods Direct, and they make this show possible, and they're great storable foods, freeze-dried and dehydrated company, very inexpensive for what you get stores in small areas because it's condensed, and it is high quality, and you need to give them a call. With all the craziness that's going on, you need ammo, you need bullets, you need food, you need will, you need God, you need the commitment to stand up, and food comes first in that, 1-800-409-5633. So when your dumb neighbors are starving if we go into a depression, you'll be taken care of, and can maybe even give the chicken neck some food, but then they'll probably come over and kill you for it. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. EFoodsDirect.com. And then we've got Interfood, ladies and gentlemen. Interfood's the best green food out there I've ever found, and I just love them. You link through on the banner on Infowars.com. You get 10% off because you went through that link from Alejandro Jones. EFoodsDirect.com is, again, fabulous. Interfood.com is wonderful. Interfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Ah!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon,
and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
The same globalist that engineered World War I, World War II, that put the communists into power in China and now admit it. They are setting up a global killing field to have their way with us. They are setting up a global police state to carry out eugenics operations against us while we suck our thumbs and argue about just exactly who runs the whole global crime syndicate. The answer is evil people working together and combined. They're busy carrying out their operation. We need to warn the people with the basic info to wake up the biggest mass of people we can to discredit the government, discredit the elites, and then move on to the next level. That's always been my goal, and thank God we've been effective to some extent. We'll be even more effective if you get involved in the fight out there, some of you that have been on the bench, and come in for the big win. Let's take a few calls for Sully Castillo, joins us with big news. Chris in Texas, then John, Chris, Fred, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Chris.
Hi, Alex. I just had a couple of quick things. One was I'm waiting on the edge of my seat for something from Jim Tucker, and I was wondering if you had heard anything or I missed it.
I got Jim's home phone number, and I got his office number, and we told him three times the time zone, and he said he'd be on at 1 our time, and then he thought it was 1 his time, and then he's off today, and he's not answering at home, and I really think him and Estelin are trying to find out what really happened and if they did meet last week, and I don't think they know, and I think that's why it's kind of hard to get him on. But we had him lined up, and then he wasn't here, so we'll find out either Sunday or Monday. You should know.
Okay. Another quick thing I had was in Burma with the juntas. What country in their right mind would let American military come in?
Well, I mean, four days into it, they were saying we were bad. That they were bad for not letting the quote U.S. in. But our own government for 5 days gave no aid in Katrina and then came and took guns. Go ahead.
That's right. And are we really trying that hard? I mean, can it be part of the big plan to you let a lot of people die?
You know what? Governments can't help you, and they won't help you even if they could.
Yeah.
And that's just what they are. They're a bunch of dirty parasites, and that's it.
Yeah.
They're there to suck and feed off of you. Most of the lower-level people are idiots who couldn't make it in the free market, and the rest of them are a bunch of control-freak criminals that want to suck off people. Now, that's on average. Anything else?
That's it.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling. Let's go ahead now, and who's up next here in line? Who should I? John in New York, first-timer. Go ahead, sir.
And hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Alex Jones, this is John Paul. I'm in We Are Change New York. I'm in the airport here in New York. I'm coming down to see your new movie. I can't wait for a 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. Alex, I want to say to everybody in the truth movement, truth is rising, liberty is rising, sovereignty is rising. And when it comes to its peak, we're going to be more powerful than the New World Order ever hoped they'd be. And the tyranny is never going to have a dream of coming again. And everybody in We Are Change, I love you. And everybody in the Ron Paul crowd, I love you. And let's keep doing it, and we're going to do it all the way. And I'm with you every day, Alex. This is the first time I ever got through to you, but I'm with you
every
day.
Well, you're awesome.
Brother.
Hey, I hope you've already got your tickets because the Saturday's sold out and the Sunday's getting close.
All right. Well, I'll see what the boys in Austin can do for me, but I hope to see you, Alex, and God bless everybody out there.
You bet. You bet. I appreciate your call. It almost discourages people to come because 90%+ of the time we turn away hundreds from each showing. And then people stop going because they think they can't get in. And then every once in a while we have a show that doesn't fill up because of that. But they hold like 20 tickets at the door. So there's 20 tickets left. They'll sell the hour before it opens Saturday. Same thing on Sunday. And they set out a few folding chairs sometimes, too. They try to get you in. I'll be there giving a speech. We'll be right back with Sully Costello.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Associated Press is reporting. The Houston Chronicle is reporting that, quote, U.S. government-trained paramilitary Mexican troops have, quote, turned over to the drug dealers. Sully Costello, 3 years ago on this very radio show, we wrote articles for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, came on and said, no, they've been trained by the U.S. to go after drug cartels that aren't paying their cut to U.S. banks, that the U.S. government shipping in the majority of the narcotics. He, of course, was the highest-level DEA agent in Latin America, witnessed government narcotics, cocaine shipments out of El Apongo Airport. He blew the whistle on that, and he joins us. He, of course, was a Marine Corps sniper, an Army sniper, in Vietnam. He was then a police officer on the border, and then, of course, he worked for the DEA. And he's written a book. He's been on Nightline and Dateline, all these big shows exposing it. He's in the film American Drug War, available at InfoWars.com. It's been airing on Showtime. The federal prosecutors, when he tried to expose the BATF in South Texas, said, we're coming after you. They set him up on gun charges and are doing that now. And our listeners have raised him some well-needed money for a retainer with his lawyer. And we really salute the listeners for that. But going back to Sully Costello now to first get his take on what the Houston Chronicle and others are reporting 3 years after he said it. Several years after he reported that Latin American death squads had been rehired by the CIA to go to Iraq to kill people. That came out in the mainstream news. So he just has incredible sources. Shelley, A, have you seen the Houston Chronicle admitting that Congress has admitted that the U.S. is funding groups, quote, killing American citizens, carrying out hits as, quote, far north as Dallas?
Certainly. You said it before that I had been talking about this for quite a while. And one of the reasons, Alex, that I happened to know this, because when I was working the gun shows and I had access to all kinds of walkers of life that came up here from the Setas to U.S. Blackwater guys and so forth that would come up to me, and they would tell me that they were trained the people that we trained down in Central America, the Caibiles, the Cinches in South America, and they're all coming down here and working for the cartels now. And it was part of a U.S. government. We also had, I don't know if you recalled, we had 30 U.S. Iraqi veterans that went into Monterrey, Mexico, and were involved in a big shootout, and all 30 of them got whacked. And they were all part of working for the paramilitary for the Mexican army in Monterrey, Mexico. So that was happening, and, those are 30 U.S. veterans that are never to be seen or found again.
Now, let's be clear. What percentage, I've seen numbers as high as 85%, of the cartels work with the big central banks, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Federal Reserve banks, to launder it and are shipped in on CIA aircraft? Do you think 80%+ is an accurate number? And then who are some of the cartels and smaller drug dealers that are breaking up their monopoly that they're waging war on? Because from what I get from you and others and what the news is now admitting, this is a cartel war with the U.S. back, just like they killed the communist FARC in Colombia because they're not paying the cut. Explain that to listeners, that there is a drug war, but it's only over who controls the drugs.
Exactly. And basically the military came by and for the first time ever, Alex, you got to remember that the Mexican military have admitted that they do now have paramilitary people, which is part of U.S. Mercenaries. And we even have the Mossad Israelis working with the cartels and with the military paramilitary.
Oh, so, yeah, they're working right here in Austin. The evidence shows
they're
killing
the
citizens.
Place. Exactly. They even had a camp north of Edinburgh, Texas, that were training some of these people. So not only were they training in the south side of the river, but on the north side of the river, and they have plenty of access to the M16s, the U.S. weapon that's used in our armies. They have access to just about every major weapon there is that's being utilized now.
And they've also killed a lot of feds and a lot of local police. So the local police now are cowed to them, and that's those that aren't on the payroll.
Exactly. And not only that, Alex, but they also have their intelligence inequities has reached to the highest level. They have several members of the ATF on their payroll. They have a couple of FBI agents. And they have a couple of several customs agents that have been working with them for many, many years. So their intelligence is very up to grade on it. You know, it's very high and it's very good. And they know exactly who's doing what, and they're up to par with this.
Now,
and
when you were on with us 3 years ago, you said, when you said this at the time, you said, now they're going to come after me because you trained a lot of these people. You trained the death squads, as you have admitted, then it was too much for you to learn that they were shipping the drugs back. And I guess they have come after you now. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the interview. But, Shelley, specifically, tell us about the death squads you trained. And from what I get from you and others, and they admit they're doing hits as far north as Indiana and other papers that admits Indiana. This Houston Chronicle says killing people, truck bombs in Dallas. The media keeps it real quiet, though, normally. And this is the army of the New World Order now, is going to be Mexican and other Central American paramilitaries. And I want to be very clear about that and then go over some of your evidence for that and
sure,
how
absolutely.
You could report this 3 years before it came out in mainstream news.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So, Alex, and what happened is the Caibiles, the Ataclad out of El Salvador, all those special forces units that we trained basically are very vicious individuals. They're the ones that decapitate the heads and the arms and manipulate the bodies and so forth, something that you had never seen before in the drug war of the cartels. And basically these people have no mercy, no remorse, no nothing, and they are now coming across. As a matter of fact, Alex, 3 weeks ago, the Venezuelan advisor that I worked with down in Salvador and Guatemala for 6 years, he was finally, and he worked for the CIA, he was finally gunned down and his body riddled with bullets 3 weeks ago in Guatemala because of his connections with training the death squads. His group that came in from Venezuela back in the 80s were instrumental in training the death squads, and myself was part of the...
How were you involved? Because, I mean, explain where you were attached, what you did. I mean, I've seen all the photos of you on the helicopters and the news articles, but...
Well, basically what I was, Alec, I was the advisor to the Guatemalan military G2. In other words, the Drug Enforcement Administration I was the agent that was liaison, as they say, with the CIA and the Dead Squads, which was the Guatemalan counterintelligence unit. And basically what we did was, when there was no funding, we used DEA funds to train these people. I'm talking about Dr. Realao. I'm talking about, what's his name, the guy that just passed away a couple of years ago, who was the head of the Death Squad in Salvador, and Davison, Major Davison, Mayor Davison, as he was known. All these people were part of the CIA contractors' assets, as they call them now, that were part of the training of this. And I'm talking about 1,000 or so death squads that were trained down in Central America. And now they're all working down here in the cartels, and they're working for the paramilitary. They're working for everybody who they're hired guns, basically. That's what they are.
Now, before it was even in Central and South American newspapers, you said almost 4 years ago here that they were going to send tens of thousands and already sent thousands of death squad members and new recruits out of Latin America to Iraq. And then it came out in the news years later. How did you find out about that?
Well, because I, when they were actually coming down here, Alex, I was being contacted by some of the SETAs and some of the cartels down there about the possibility of me training individuals down in Mexico.
Now, you said you believe they were really, trying to set you up to kill you, right?
Well, exactly, and basically, they did the second best thing and was to incarcerate me now for the rest of my life. And basically, that's, when I said the word that there were ATF agents on their payroll, that's when ATF came after me, because of my knowledge that I had, my intelligence that I had gathered, and they didn't want to be embarrassed. So basically, they came out after me so they could shut me down.
Well, you have total credibility, not only your presidential awards you've got from Reagan and Bush and all the news articles and the admissions and your congressional testimony and Nightline and PBS and Dateline NBC. I mean, this is all documented. He's got a Showtime special on right now. We have the DVD, not even available in stores yet, but we have it, American Drug War. And Selly told us everything that was going to happen, and you said they were going to use him in the U.S. Now, who are these cartels they're fighting, and is and are the other cartels 20% of the heroin and cocaine, or what's the power breakup from your intel?
Well, my intel tells me right now that the military is actually now starting to run the cartels. That's why they came in down to the border and they did the process of elimination thing. And but yet the cartels are real huge, and when you take one cell out, another one comes in.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you, and we'll hold you over past the 30 if you can, because this is so important. We've got another guest coming on. That's exactly what all the intel shows. Is they're now, they used to just let the cartels bring it in, pay their cut, and launder the money. The U.S. and Mexican government are now taking full control of the drug war, of the drug business for themselves, just getting rid of the middleman completely, and they're also going to use it as a hitman force here domestically. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely true.
Unbelievable. Stay there, Sully Costello. We'll give you his website, too, on the other side. So there you have it. I'll ask Sully on the other side. Bush doesn't want to just give Mexico $10 billion for the drug war now. 146, or is it 7? You can Google it. Billion to, quote, fight drugs. That's really the buy-off to win the war to control the drugs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Sally Costello, a few with us, be with us a few minutes into the next segment. And we got the guy that came up with the idea, the original Ron Paul Money Bomb, joining us. He decided to do a money bomb for InfoWars. And you better know that every cent of it will go straight into the heart of the New World Order, like black arrows being shot into a dragon. Because that's what I want. That's my goal, is to defeat these arrogant bastards. So our country isn't a drug-dealing cesspit of government scum. Coming straight on for you. Sully Costello, American Heroes, on the line with us. Shelley, you heard him make the point. Bush wants to send $146 billion to, quote, fight the drug war. That's full war funding. So I guess they've decided don't even have middlemen now. Break it down for us.
Well, that's basically it. Remember that the, you know, the Colombians were handling the whole thing from the very beginning, the shipping and receiving and so forth. And now basically the Mexicans have got their own codes on the on their packages, and it's being run strictly by the military and the mercs down in Mexico. So we do have a big change of who's running the show now.
And they just killed the head of the FARC. I mean, Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange, on Reuters in 99, hugged him. There's a special U.S. law where, this is in mainstream news, where drug money can be laundered through the stock market, but your kid can get caught with 1 ounce of marijuana. They go to prison. And they finally killed the head of the FARC, who refused to pay his cut to him.
Exactly. And that's been reported. I remember when the stock exchange went down to Colombia and tried to get them to invest that money into their stockbrokers and so forth, and basically you know, it's called the process of elimination. You know, they tried taking out the middleman now and just go straight to the source of the money.
And we know there's a lot of classified missions where they send in Marines and Army to kill people all over Latin America, and really those are rival drug gangs, aren't they?
Exactly, and it's basically now, you know, with Blackwater has gotten the approval not to go into Mexico. Basically, they're going to say that they're going to be training the soldiers and training the paramilitary, but in fact they're going to be used as assassin groups to go in and take out, you know, anybody that's against the military. And that's basically what's going to happen.
$146 billion in 1 year to Mexico. That is about 20% of the Iraq war funding. I mean, I don't know if people ever realize, what do you think Mexico's going to do with the money Bush is going to give them?
Well, they're not going to do anything, because enforcement on the drug war has never worked, and there's a history to show that.
Well, no, they're going to use that money, aren't they, to go knock out their competition, right?
Exactly. They're going to be buying weapons and all kinds of explosives from the military. And you know, the guys, the freelancers, are the ones that are going to be making the money. And you've got to remember right now here in South Texas, we got more banks than we do Circle K's or whatever. And you know, the banking system is building, you know, economic-wise, is terrible down here, but yet we got a bank in every corner now.
By the way, for folks that don't know, that's because the drug dealers then put their money in a bank and then loan it out 10 times what's in there in fractional reserve banking. Here in Austin, there is literally, you'll go to new, out in the middle of nowhere, and there'll be 15 banks just sitting there with no one visiting them. Just banks everywhere.
Yeah, they're just storing money, and one of the biggest banks here in Texas, called Texas State Bank, has just been bought out by a Spanish bank that is tied to laundering operations by the CIA. So there's a history to show that. So,
and that's tied in with all the Austin officials,
exactly,
who all have their own private banks.
Absolutely, and now it's tied in with you know, it's been sold. And the bank out of Spain owns the bank, Texas State Bank, now.
Man, it's incredible, Shelley. It's like the corruption is just going wild right now.
Well, there's no checks and balances on anybody here with this administration. They're basically doing whatever they want to do, and they think they can walk on water. And I certainly hope that if a new administration comes in, that they'll put a stop to it. But, you know, we have more drugs today, Alex, than we did 5 years ago. So that's to tell you that there's no such animals as the war on drugs, and it's just a big monopoly on cornering the market on drugs and money.
Shelley, where's it going to end? I mean, I guess they'll just kill whoever they want. I guess we'll be, I mean, they're already killing reporters and bombing, and then the media keeps it quiet. I guess we're just all going to be third world slaves. What's going to happen?
Well, basically, that's what's going to happen, Alex. You know, as we know, 1 out of 10 Americans is incarcerated now, and that's going to shoot down to one out of five. And, you know, they're building more prisons than there are schools and so forth, and we have more drugs today in the elementary level than we ever had before. So,
have you heard the latest? You're going to get 10 years in prison for speeding now. Stay there. We'll be right back with Sully Costello. Drug dealing government, imprisoning all the good people with mindless idiot cops serving them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Got a beautiful voice, and the words are even more beautiful.
And you don't need no wonder, you're doing fine.
Let's go ahead and go to Sully Costello. In closing, Sully, Give people your website. I know you want to, said you wanted to thank the listeners for the support they gave you. And give us a brief update on where your court case is going with them setting you up.
Okay. Yeah, I just got, I was selected for jury selection for the 9th of June. But we've asked for some files from Iran Contra, and we got a continuance, or we're asking for a continuance instead of the 9th. And basically, go to powderburns.org if you guys still want to buy my books or donate some money, because I know times are hard, and I have received some funds and a lot of prayers from a lot of people, and I do certainly understand that times are very hard, especially with the gas today and so forth. But if you find that little extra change, I certainly would appreciate it. I've paid the attorney the retainer that he was asking for, and now I need to continue to pay him with
And this lawyer comes highly recommended?
Very highly recommended. It's an attorney out of San Antonio, Texas, who has over 30 years of working with the federal and knows the procedures and so forth. And he's a good attorney, very well recommended by different people from all over the state that recommended this guy.
Well, you have an incredible service record, the military, the police, and for the feds, and so I really, you know, hope that you're successful in defeating them on this petty gun charge. And it also makes me sick how they spend millions of dollars on these charges on people while all the real criminals run loose. But anything else you want to add, Sully Castillo?
If you guys are interested in emailing me at powderburns@prodigy.net, I would certainly help, you know, speak to you or talk to you on exchange emails with you guys. But like I said, I still got plenty of books if you guys are interested in purchasing Powder Burns Cocaine Contras in a Drug War. You can email me or you can actually call me at 956-345-5770.
And when the book is sold out, that's it. How many got left? A couple hundred?
That's exactly what I got, about a couple hundred left. You know, I need the funds. So if you buy them, you'll get the last of the copies.
It's an excellent book. And aren't all those signed, too?
Yes, sir. They're all autographed personally by me.
Well, fantastic. Give them the website again.
It's powderburns.org or at powderburns@prodigy.net.
You know, it's always shocking to me, Shelley, that we know the government brings in the drugs. They're always getting caught. A plane just crashed with 4 tons, CIA rendition aircraft. They had a blackout in our news about it, but it's all over the foreign press and admitted. And the cops will still pull you over or have a checkpoint and want to search people's cars for drugs. When you were a cop, did the cops know that the government shipped it in, or was it not until you were in the DEA in the 80s and saw it at Elopongo? I mean, had you heard stories before, or what?
Yeah. It's just like, for example, when I got pulled over by with ATF and DPS, that trooper went ballistic because when he saw my book, he said, "You're a conspiracy theorist," and he's shaking the book at my face and, you know, saying, "This is what you talk about the government, that, you know, the government that you belong to," and so forth. And he was just going off, you know, and it's basically, that's what it is. These people are being trained.
What did you say to this bedwetting punk?
You know, I said to him basically in you know, very simple words, he says, "What have you ever done for your government? I mean, when was the last time you exercised your constitutional rights, whether it was a protest or something?"
The police act like protests are evil. I saw a protest out of Orlando against the Scientologist, and I want to get them on, regardless of which side of the fence you're on that. You know, the police come up and say, "You can't protest. You can't have a sign. You can't walk down the sidewalk." And the cops are just like monsters.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to get, believe it or not, I'm trying to get a whole bunch of veterans to go and protest. I started a new organization, Alex, called Support Veterans with PTSD, Don't Prosecute Them. And I'm trying to get numbers of how many veterans have been arrested.
They'll probably arrest you saying you're not allowed, veterans aren't allowed to walk
exactly
down the street. But
imagine that. Come to this point in this country where our veterans who fought for this constitutional rights are not allowed to protest.
Well, don't forget, they shot a bunch of them with machine guns for peaceably protesting, you know, for their bonus checks decades after World War One.
Exactly. I remember that. Yeah,
it's not the first time they like to kill. I love to kill the veterans.
Yeah.
They'll probably say that's what you fight for in the military, so cops can tell you you have no right to walk down the street. Shelley, but I mean, to the average cop out there that doesn't know, I know all the detectives know because most of them are involved in it, and they're in vice. Explain to them, what percentage of the drugs are laundered or shipped in directly by the government?
Well, very close to almost 100% of it. We go back, we started that crack epidemic, if you remember that, Alex.
That's now declassified, I know.
Yeah, exactly. And there's been a couple of bipartisan investigations, congressional investigations, that have acknowledged that our government were complicit in drug trafficking.
So do you think that state police guy, as he was flipping out on you in the stage sting for, you know, selling a gun illegally or whatever without a permit?
I think what he was trying to do was trying to get a job with ATF or something, because he was really kissing up to their butt. And I'm telling you, you know, very unprofessional.
So this 6 foot stack of horse dung was yelling at a true veteran, a Vietnam vet, a police officer, a DEA guy who went on all these raids and trained all these people and got shot at and the rest of it. He's sitting there screaming at you, saying you're a conspiracy theorist, violating your First Amendment, flipping out over your book.
Yeah, exactly. And you
well,
know,
what did you tell
about
this?
It, we have a guy who's a non-veteran who actually conspired against me, has not been arrested at all, not even indicted.
So
this guy is not even a veteran.
But, I mean, describe exactly what this DPS guy looked like, what he was doing, and what you said to him.
He was about 6 foot tall and, you know, kind of a heavy built. His partner was an Anglo, a very professional individual. But that Latino guy, and they're the worst. You know, they tend to destroy their own people and just went off in front of everybody, trying to make an impression on them that I was a conspiracy theorist because of the book that I've written and so forth. Hey, you know, it's never read the book, so how
you've
he,
testified to the Congress about this.
Yeah, exactly. And he has no idea or who I am. All he knew was that he was getting ready to arrest a former 20-year law enforcement officer. And that's to him was going to be a big trophy for his name. So there we have guys, individuals like this who are brainwashed, who would think that everybody's a criminal. And when in fact, I've done more time in the criminal justice enforcement type than he ever will be.
All right, Shelley, well, give us an update next week, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex, for having me, and God bless everybody.
Thank you. All right. I really appreciate him coming on with us. It's Eric Nordstrom. And now, Jesse Elder was the original jazz musician in New York who had the idea of a money bomb. Then he gave the idea to Eric Nordstrom. I think it's important historically to know this, who carried the ball. Then Trevor Lyman, a marketing guy, came along later and picked it up. But here is Eric Nordstrom. He's the guy that first, really made the initiation to set up the website, to do the Ron Paul money bombs. We promoted it here. The Ron Paul campaign told us on air without me soliciting that half the funds they got in the first half of their campaign was from this show. You, the listeners of this show. Ron Paul raised tens of millions of dollars. That money was well spent educating the public about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve. We know the Bilderberg Group. The Trilateral Commission meeting was very upset about the Ron Paul revolution. It's ongoing. And I just want us to toot our own horn here. I want to toot your horn, Eric, and to show you how out of the loop I am. Last Wednesday, I'm about to go on vacation, and they go, "Have you seen this Ron Paul money bomb? I mean, this Alex Jones money bomb." And I said, "No." I said, "What is it?" And they said, "Well, it's the same guy that originally did it." And I said, "Man, I don't know." And I said, "I know we're thinking about doing this lease and starting this TV show and doing all this." This is the first time I've talked to him. I talked to him during the break just now, and then this is the first time I'm talking to him, today, live on air. So let me just ask him, A, why are you doing this money bomb? Why did you decide to do an Alex Jones money bomb? Eric, why are you doing this? Can we bring Eric Nordstrom up?
What's that, Alex?
I'm sorry, Eric. Eric, can you tell people why you decided to do an Alex Jones money bomb?
Well, essentially, for the same reasons we wanted to do the Ron Paul money bombs, which is to educate the public. You know, Ron Paul's out there. He's trying to influence government and politics. But you yourself, Alex, there's all kinds of alternative media. You know, we can only really turn to you guys to see what the heck's really going on. The mainstream media, we watch it. They cover various topics, and most of the time it's probably true, but they hide a lot of things, a lot of things they don't cover. Whereas organizations such as yours, you shine the light on everything. You leave nothing unturned. And I really do think that, your organization there is kind of a lighthouse in the fog. And it's almost serving as a spear to pierce the thin veil of propaganda that we all receive day in and day out on the news.
And I am somewhat of a blowhard, but the stuff I talk about is the truth. And in deep fog, you need a loud, I mean, you need a loud noise.
Sure.
We need to get attention. We need to capture the people's minds and imagination and unlock their minds.
Absolutely. You know, as far as the history of the money bomb goes, there was a fellow in England. He wrote a book called The Money Space Bomb, and the book was actually banned in England a while back, I want to say about 10 years ago. And the book actually had something to do with the fact that, you know, governments who have central banks tend to inflate their money, and after a while their money system implodes, and that's why he called it the money bomb.
Okay, so that's where the name came from. Go ahead.
Well, it didn't actually come from that. I actually found that out after I had gotten involved with Jesse Elder. Now, Jesse Elder, he had an opt-in email address where people could send him an email asking, you know, to donate $25 a week to Ron Paul's campaign. Soon after, a guy named James Sugra, he created a video called A Perfect Day.
Okay? Yeah, I saw
his
that.
His concept was for everybody to donate something on one single perfect day to kind of blast some money to Ron Paul to enable his campaign. James Sugra actually contacted Jesse Elder to do up a money bomb for a day, and Jesse Elder agreed. Soon after, Trevor Lyman also contacted James Sugra, and that's when Trevor Lyman put up the This November 5th .com website. Actually,
okay, but let me find out on air with you now. Are you this isn't has nothing to do, though. This is what you're doing. This is Trevor Lyman involved in this?
No, he's not. I've tried to get him involved in a lot of the stuff that I've been doing, and I've never received an email from him.
No, that's fine. I'd rather, no. I mean, he's fine and dandy, but he's doing
his
own. I'd
love to have his support, you know, sure.
Yeah. Well, we gave him our support, but that doesn't matter. Let's just keep him separate. I mean, I know I hadn't done any strategizing with you, so we'll just do it out in the open here on air.
Yeah.
I mean, I pledge, you probably need to put this on the site, and I appreciate what you're doing. I will spend 100% of the money on cameras, computers, better office, you know, and I'm just now moving anyways the next month or two, and to produce what you call freedom infomercials that wake people up, and it'll cause a self-replicating domino. I just wasn't sure if I had the capital myself because I don't focus enough on raising capital. This comes at a perfect time. When I was on my vacation, not for 3 days, I was really thinking about, should I get a bigger office? Can I do this? Do I want the extra work? And I said, well, I'm going to do it. And I said, God, just show me a sign. And then then the money bomb pops up. And I hadn't even talked about this really on air. And so I think it is something that needs to happen. What we'll do is we're going to have a PayPal account up there, and I'm going to have people here next on the 31st, two or three operators at my office where you can call with a credit card number if you wish. Or you can mail checks that will get here by the 31st or there or around. I will give 100%, into the organization to fund it, 100%. None of it will go to me. It will all go to the infrastructure, to cameras, computers, and to developing. I want to start a once-a-week, two-hour TV show. And I'd like to try to get that on Dish Network or something within 3 months of this happening. And that'll be breakneck hard to do in and of itself. Then, within a month of doing the weekend show, I would try to start a 30-minute everyday show, which takes a lot of work and fiber optic or satellite uplinks. The airtime isn't what's expensive. It's getting it set up. And then it can get really big on Dish Network or one of the others. If we get a lower channel, it's more, a higher channel, less. I think we have the buzz and the people to grow it. And then I would like to build that within a year into something like Democracy Now!, which has a whole network and is really becoming effective, but not liberal. We're talking libertarian, patriotic. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, the only way to make a change is, a lot of people like to throw that word around, but the only way to make a permanent worldview change. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of the people in the States, we kind of run our world based on a popular culture, a celebrity society. That's got to go away. And we've got to try to remember that the bad guys out there are trying to divide and conquer us. There is no us and them. It's just we. You know, so we've got to basically support ourselves. We've got to get the word out. And if we're going to do that, we've got to get into the mainstream celebrity universe.
Well, that's it. And we hear a lot of pipe dreams. We hear a lot of other people who claim they're going to raise all this money and buy all these stations or do this or that. I never talk big. I just do it. Yeah. And so the thing is, if I'm going to really upgrade my office, really do a TV show, really start another network, TV network, I mean, I'm going to really try it. I mean, I'm really going to go 18 hours a day and cough up blood if I have to. I mean, I'm not going to start something and not do it. And but the problem was, is I don't like asking for the money. I don't like making the money to do it, but I've got to do it. And this money bomb comes at a perfect time. I mean, when did you finally decide to do this?
I had flipped it around in my head kind of probably for the same reasons that you were last week. I mean, a money bomb is kind of a finicky thing. It can either bomb good or it can bomb bad. So whether to do it or not, you kind of have to gauge support, and you have to gauge, well, are these people ready to do it? Are they serious about supporting someone? Are they serious about getting the word out? Are they serious about fighting the bad guys? And so I kind of decided, well, yeah, I think that the people that listen to Alex Jones, well, most of them got a pair, and I think that they're ready to actually do something.
Stay there. Eric Nordstrom, come back in the final 5 minutes. Sorry, some of the callers were out of time. 5 minutes, we'll talk more about the Money Bomb. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Links to it up on InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
And then a lot of people shot their mouths off about real TV networks.
I'm taking flight, I said, I'm
There's a lot of people that don't know what it's like to really work in this movement. Well, who's the workaholic? Who's the maniac? Who will actually take action and get it done? You. That's right, it's not me. You're the ones that'll make it happen. You're the ones that'll turn it loose. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to step it up a notch against the New World Order. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and pledge. We're going to have a 1-800 number up there for you by next week to call on the Money Bomb Day and a PayPal. And if it's successful, we'll launch, and in 3-4 months when we start a TV show, we'll have another Money Bomb to go to the next level and start the network. And hell, we'll even publish the financials on it. And you know me, I don't talk, I do it. Because, and it's a lot of work, folks, a lot of stuff we're facing to do this. And people can say, oh, it won't work, you won't beat the New World Order with that. So what? We're taking action. You know, I'm not here to talk, I'm here to take action. Going to Eric Nordstrom, really the critical guy that got the Money Bomb going, and then Lyman and others picked it up. Well, I'm glad you're doing this, and I apologize I haven't called you till now. I was kind of apprehensive and was just going to try to get more sponsors and raise more money. But and however much it makes, and what is there, like close to $30,000 has been pledged. And in your experience, because I haven't really talked to you guys, doesn't usually more money get given than what is pledged, or what happens?
It goes up and down. It's hard to tell. But, yeah, quite often you'll have certain pledges or a certain amount of pledges, and then whatever has been pledged, usually on the day of the actual donations, more money winds up being poured in than what was advertised.
Okay, well, I better get off my hind end. I mean, off my hind end. I've been working to midnight every night for the last few months, but I'm going to get a phone number. I got a bunch of phone numbers, but we'll get an easy number to call here. I got to get some extra people in this little hovel to try to answer the phone that day in case they shut down our PayPal. They play all kinds of games, so they can't stop us. They've done that to a lot of other people, and we'll do it, and we'll try to confer with you. And I'm just going to go with my main PayPal. We'll post that whenever you want, and then we'll problem is setting up a new one, then they have limited amount how much can be given to a new one. There's a lot of weird problems in this, but well, we'll figure it all out in the next few days.
And Alex,
yes, sir.
Hey, do I have a couple seconds? I just wanted to say something to the folks that are listening out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is an info war, and yeah, it's the name of a show, but it's also actually and truly an information war. And if you dive into a little of Sun Tzu, there's three primary powers. There's knowledge, there's wealth, and then there's force. You could always symbolize them as the sword, the treasure, and the scroll. Interestingly, our government's set up that way. The executive branch is the sword or the force. Congress is the treasure or the wealth. And the judicial branch is the scroll or the knowledge. Basically, any one of these three forces can be used to obtain the other two. Once you have all three, of course, then you're God, you're king. But the key is if you have a servant such as our government, you have to balance those powers.
You know what? I've been running over you. We're going into overdrive. Overdrive, baby. Stay there, okay? Eric, we're going to call you back on my local studio line, okay? You got his number, right? I am it to my guy for me, John. Thank you. We're going to call you back, Eric. We're going to do 10 minutes on the other side in InfoWars Overdrive. I want to say bye to all the M&FM affiliates, everybody else. But for internet listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to come back into Overdrive with Eric Nordstrom with InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. For everybody else, I'll see you this Sunday. Big show, 4 to 6 p.m. and at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Go to InfoWars.com right now to hear the internet feed. Everybody, if you want to hear the rest of this, I am impressed with Eric Nordstrom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com.
Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at TruthNews.us and PrisonPlanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless